Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The U.S. has carried out another round of airstrikes on Iran. President Trump says more will follow if Tehran doesn't quickly sign a deal to end the war. Secretary of War Hegseth says Iran has been playing games with the U.S. He says that stops now.
As President Trump said, they've been tapping. You can see when someone's trying to tap on a deal. Instead, they're going to have tap bombs dropping on key facilities in Iran from the United States of America.
And that has happened with the U.S. missiles raining down on multiple military-related sites. Get more from the BBC's Thomas Morgan.
The U.S. say that they've concluded their attacks, but we understand that the IRGC, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, have responded by attacking U.S. bases in Kuwait and Bahrain, describing it as punishment for the attacks early in the evening. The U.S. Central Command said the strikes were due to the unwarranted and continued aggression shown by Iran. I think we're in this constant state of back and forth, really, not only in terms of who shoots first, but also a war of words, especially on social media.
And on social media, President Trump says that Iran has been playing us for suckers. Parts of the Midwest pounded by powerful storms, disrupting fights the other day, Chicago airports knocking out power to hundreds of thousands of utility customers, the Mid-Atlantic and the Northeast experiencing sweltering conditions accompanied by strong thunderstorms. What a comeback, a record rebound. The New York Knicks came roaring back from 29 points down, moving to the brink of their first championship since 1973, beating the San Antonio Spurs 107-106 Game 4 of the NBA Finals Game 5 Saturday night in San Antonio. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 402 points. The Nasdaq futures ahead 332. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
Good morning. It's 6:03. Time for an update with traffic on weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
We've had our problems this morning at the Old Harbor Tunnel at 5 this morning. We had all the southbound lanes blocked. They, at around 5:30 or so, they cleared that up. And now here's another incident southbound at the Lombard Street ramp. There's a medic unit just pulling up, blocking the right lane, a number of police cars on the right shoulder. And for right now, it looks like we're going to be a single lane as you're coming south from Erdman Avenue and Pulaski Highway on 895. So already, that's going to back up to Moravia Road. 95 is getting the overflow traffic already, and we're looking at delays there starting to build around O'Donnell Street and the Eastern Avenue Bridge. Harford County, some wires down. Route 24 just east of the interstate. There's a tree down in Howard County. It's going to be south of I-70 at Route 97 at Roxbury Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, hot and humid with highs in the mid-90s, feel like temperatures in the triple digits, plus a chance for some scattered showers and storms late this afternoon, early this evening. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 72 degrees in Baltimore. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. Baltimore City will be under its first code red extreme heat alert of the season today and Friday. The health department says the heat index is expected to rise above 100 degrees. Early in-person voting begins today for Maryland's primary election. Polling sites across the state will be open from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. through June 18th. The State Board of Elections says anyone who is in line by 8 p.m. will be allowed to cast a ballot. Police evacuated a Howard County school on Wednesday after someone made a bomb threat. Students and staff at Reservoir High School had to leave the building while crews searched for explosive devices. Nothing was found. And two contractors remain hospitalized after Tuesday's explosion at the Patapsco Wastewater Treatment Plant in Baltimore. One of the workers is in critical condition. The other is listed as serious. A third worker was injured, but has been released from the hospital. Here are the winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3, 883. Pick 4, 5552. At 6:05, I'm Jill Powell. That's WCBM Local News. Start on Sports is up next.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
Hi, honey.
My mother called. She's coming to town.
To stay? The house is a complete mess.
Call MaidPro.
MaidPro? You know how picky your mom is.
Check out their 49-point checklist on MaidPro.com. They do a detailed cleaning every time. MaidPro.com is easy. Just enter your zip code, questions about the house, and submit.
Oh, I have another call. Huh, it's MaidPro. Thanks, honey. I guess your mother won't recognize our house.
Then MaidPro's even better than we thought.
Sign up for recurring service and receive $75 in free cleaning. MaidPro, your home clean just how you like it.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And Gary has the morning off. I'm Sean Casey with Stein on Sports, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention Gary's name. Get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys, at Farnan and Dermer. Orioles get back in the win column. They beat the Seattle Mariners 7-2 at home. Jackson Holliday led the way, slugging a grand slam in the seventh inning to put the game away. Brandon Young tossed 7 shutout innings to earn the win. Teams will wrap up their series tonight. And in other news, the team signed catcher Chadwick Tromp to a minor league deal and assigned him to Triple A Norfolk. Knicks have pulled off the greatest comeback in NBA Finals history. The team erased a 29-point deficit to stun the Spurs 107-106 in Game 4 from Madison Square Garden. And in congressional baseball last night, Republicans absolutely stomped the Democrats by a score of 11-2. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys, and they're my guys.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Thursday, June the 11th, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up on the program this hour, more fights over the Inspector General access in Baltimore City. What is Mayor Brandon Scott trying to hide? Democrats gone wild. Jazzy Crockett defending a convicted murderer. Mamdani wants to spend millions on gender-affirming care. And the CEO of Act Blue invokes the Fifth Amendment 20 times in a Capitol hearing yesterday. But our top story here today is the ongoing scandal in Wicomico County. Yesterday we told you about the alleged letters that existed between Sheriff Mike Lewis of Wicomico County and, of course, Wicomico County Executive Julie Giordano, and involving some behavior by the alleged behavior by the county executive with one of the sheriff's deputies. We now have more of the story. thanks to Spotlight on Maryland. It appears that the Wicomico County executive, Julie Giordano, was having an affair or a dalliance with a deputy in the Wicomico County Sheriff's Office. It appears that she sent nude selfies and or pictures of herself to that paramour or love interest in the sheriff's deputy's office. It also appears that maybe after they apparently broke up or broke off that relationship, some of those nude selfies may have been shared with other members of the sheriff's department. And that led, these letters have now been released after a public records challenge. In September of 2024, a letter sent on official county letterhead to the sheriff, Mike Lewis, Giordano formally requested an investigation into the alleged sharing of pornographic images of me by one of your deputies. Giordano claimed the sheriff had acknowledged seeing such images and asserted that deputies' actions violated state law. Quote, I have never consented to the creation of any visual representation of myself with my intimate parts exposed or while engaged in an act of sexual activity. I have never provided consent to distribute any visual representation of me with my intimate parts exposed or while engaged in an act of sexual activity whatsoever. Giordano wrote that Lewis told Matt Leitzel, Wicomico County's Deputy Director of Administration, that, quote, revenge porn only applies in the context of an intimate relationship between the parties. And Giordano wrote, quote, while I agree that no such intimate relationship exists between myself and the deputy in question, your interpretation of Maryland's revenge porn statute is incorrect. That law does not require an intimate relationship between the individuals for the prohibition against distributing explicit images to apply. She added, no member of the Wicomico County Sheriff's Office or any other law enforcement agency has permission to possess any visual representation of myself, with intimate parts exposed or wholly engaged in any sexual activity. And she said, this matter is straightforward. Either a deputy shared a nude photograph of me or they did not. If such an image has been shared, this constitutes a criminal act. Giordano said she's prepared to cooperate fully with the investigation. Then 1 month later, Sheriff Lewis responded in a scathing rebuke, quote, since we last discussed your sharing of nude selfies to one of my deputies, neither you nor anyone else has requested an investigation be initiated into the possible dissemination of these pornographic photos. Photos, of course, that any viewer would quickly discern were self-generated, self-created, and ultimately self-distributed. Perhaps you should have thought about that before you sent those selfies from your phone. End of quote. So it appears that once again that there was something going on between Giordano and one of the sheriff's deputies, and that she allegedly generated these. I mean, I don't know why people do this, but it happens all the time. And thinking that somehow that those self-nudies are never going to see the light of day. But that appears what's happened here. And she wants revenge porn charges being brought against whoever is sharing these nude selfies. But apparently the investigation, according to Sheriff Lewis, is going to show that she's the one that generated all these nude images of herself. So more on this coming up in just a second. 6:13 traffic, weather on the threes. Time for the update now with the king of all traffic, Chuck "The Body" Whitaker. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning. Been a lousy morning at 895, right? Even before 5 this morning, we had a big problem with a spill and a wreck. Everything was shut down on 895 around the area of the O'Donnell Street ramp. They cleared that up. They went and came out and did some stuff to the road and did all that stuff. And we thought, okay, now we're good. Now there's another wreck. Southbound at the Lombard Street ramp, there's a medicated sitting in the right lane. There are about 3 or 4 cars and police cars on the right shoulder. So with that, we're single lane again now on 895 southbound. So we're backed up from here at the Lombard Street ramp all the way back towards Moravia Road once again. A lot of the overflow traffic already is heading south on 95. So if you're coming down from the city-county line, you're coming down through Rosedale, you're a single lane at the Old Harbor Tunnel, everything's open on 95, but that's where the overflow traffic is right now. So already, here we are at 6:15 with delays again at both the harbor tunnels. There's a tree down in Howard County, maybe just one lane open, Route 97, south of I-70 at Roxbury Road. And at the top of the hour, we had a report of some wires down on Route 24 in Harford County to the east of the bridge at I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Today it is going to be hot and humid, mid-90s. With that heat and humidity will make it feel like over 100 degrees. There is still chance for scattered showers or storms later on this afternoon, early into this evening, like we experienced yesterday. Heavy downpours and thunderstorms later on in the afternoon around 4 or 5 o'clock. Right now it is cloudy, 72 in Owings Mills and 72 in Columbia. Time for some one-liner news. Park Service documents reveal the plan to construct the Triumphal Arch in Washington, D.C. includes construction crews working 20 hours per day to complete the project before the end of Trump's second term. Mm-hmm. But Trump said he's flexible about this. If they don't finish up before his term is up, he'll just serve another one. So that
don't think he isn't thinking about it.
I'm sure he has. Oh. This is what happens when you deport a bunch of
So let me ask you this: what happens if they would go back and find that 2020 was all rigged and everything? You throw that out, and then you give him another shot.
Yeah. Well, he never served, so again, he never took office. So the amendment says 2 terms is the limit. Doesn't matter if it's consecutive or concurrent or non-consecutive. You only serve 2 terms. Right now, but there are some who believe
this is an unprecedented situation.
Right, it is. There are some who believe. Some who believe there might be a path there, but.
So can I say I did happen to be in D.C. last Friday, and when I stepped out of Union Station, out in the blinding sunlight, I do have to say the marble of the Columbus statue in front of the Union Station is like blindingly white now, and the fountains are working. So again, I don't really care about that as much because I don't live in D.C. But okay, but yeah. Trump is doing it.
But people who do, my youngest son Logan now lives in D.C. and he says they're walking around there. It is clean. He said the reflecting pool before and after Biden and Trump is just
gorgeous.
It is. It's absolutely splendid. And now, of course, all the other, beautifications he's made. And, of course, he says also walking by the National Guard, seeing them on, like, every other block.
The safety is an issue.
It is crazy.
Personally, I'd rather him be doing other priorities. Maybe he should run for mayor for D.C. after this.
Well, they consider
then
him.
He could be doing all this.
They consider him the mayor of D.C. now. Great news for summer travelers. The cost to rent a car down 6% from last year. Bad news is you have to return it with a full tank of gas. So, Bill Gates testified to Congress regarding his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. Apparently, his testimony took place behind doors. He used to be known as the guy behind windows. Who knows what's
weaker.
Exactly. Elsewhere, medical experts are fearful that infectious diseases like the measles and even Ebola could spread as crowds from around the world visit America for the World Cup.
Yeah.
It gives a whole new meaning to World Cup fever. Catch it. Yep. Nobody wants it. So
they were just saying today that in Atlanta it's so damn hot that they're going to have to really watch these people that are there, because they're not used to it.
Yeah. And the humidity as well. So.
Right.
It's National Corn on the Cob Day, by the way, Chuck.
Very good.
So I want
Very
you
good.
To make sure you mark the occasion. And another black mark for Maryland. Maryland residents are unemployed for some of the longest amount of time between jobs. Maryland now number 5 in the country for longest periods of unemployment. Now, some of that is due to federal workers, which we are the seat of many here. But that's still not a good record for governor tax and spend more. The worst states for longest terms of unemployment: New York, D.C., Jersey, New Mexico, and Maryland. 45% say their savings would run out in under a month if their income stopped tomorrow. More than 2/3 say they have less than 2 months of earnings saved. Not good, as they say. All right, we're off and running. Chuck, see a couple. Appreciate that. It is a 6:19, 19 minutes after the hour. We're talking about this scandalous situation in Wicomico County. And Sheriff Lewis said that he was conflicted on an internal investigation in the matter. He said he was more than willing to request an investigation into where these pornographic images, nude selfies, originated. He added the request would be made to the Maryland State Police or the Office of State Prosecutor. And he said, quote, "Once the investigation commences, it will likely result in the issuance of a search and seizure warrant of your cell phone," meaning the county executive, Julie Giordano,
by investigators to conduct a complete forensic examination to confirm that the same photos shown to me did in fact originate from one of your cell phones or a previous cell phone owned by you. He went on to add that all deleted messages, photos, and emails are fully recoverable despite one's best attempts to destroy them. Of course, once the investigation concludes, you will no longer be able to deny to your own administration or to the citizens of Wicomico County that these photos not only exist, but so do your text messages, phone logs, and other video evidence detailing your activities and life as Wicomico County executive. And Lewis said, as a sheriff of the Wicomico County, I'm deeply hurt and embarrassed that a fellow elected official would bring such disrepute onto a county where I was born and raised. End of quote. So, again, the big question here is that it is being alleged that the county executive here, Julie Giordano, is the one that was having this relationship with a sheriff's deputy. She is the one that allegedly generated these nude selfies and sent them to this sheriff's deputy. Apparently things didn't work out. They broke off. And I don't know if this deputy shared with other deputies or he brought it directly to the sheriff. There's a lot we don't know yet. But the question here is, should Julie Giordano, the Wicomico County executive, resign her position based on this behavior? And what about the sheriff's deputy? If he's been found to have shared this, should he also be disciplined in any way, shape, or manner? 621, you're listening to KC and Company.
If you're taking a closer look at your financial future, now is the time to talk with someone you trust. Own a business and want to understand your valuation or start planning an exit strategy? Maybe you want a fresh set of eyes on your investment portfolio. That's where Tim Herb, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management, comes in. Tim explains things clearly, helps you build a plan, giving you confidence and moving forward. Connect with Tim Herb, RBC Wealth Management. Take the next step toward a more secure financial future.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bo and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
623, traffic, weather on the threes. And once again, the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning. And another surprise for the Harvard Tunnels. Oh, God, what a morning this is already. Southbound 95 before the Eastern Avenue Bridge. Because of all the traffic going on the 95 to get away from the backup on 895, there's apparently an accident now. Don't see it yet in the left-hand lane north of the Eastern Avenue Bridge. And we're backed up back to Moravia Road. After the Eastern Avenue Bridge, you're okay into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The accident is still there on 895 southbound, and that still blocks the right lane at Lombard Street. Single lane only to the left, backed up to Moravia Road. Both of these tunnels right now with 20 to 25 minute delays already this morning, and big problems trying to get into 895 and 95 south. So again, we'll watch for that. Wires are down, confirmed now on Route 24, just to the east of I-95 for the traffic in the Edgewood area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Today is going to be hot and humid with a chance of afternoon scattered showers or storms. Mid-90s again. And it's going to feel like way over 100 based on the heat index. Right now, 73 in Annapolis, cloudy 72 in Ellicott City. We're talking about this scandal in Wicomico County involving the county executive Julie Giordano and Sheriff Mike Lewis's department regarding a sheriff's deputy. Now, yesterday, there was a press conference held by the county executive, Julie Giordano, and she said, and I quote, "For the last 3 years, I've been forced to address the same false allegations over and over again. I want there to be absolutely no misunderstanding about what I am saying. As the county executive of Wicomico County, I have never sent inappropriate photographs to a deputy, to a county employee, or anyone else. I never have. I never would, period. These allegations are completely false." Giordano went on to say that this was a deliberate attack on my character, my integrity, my reputation. And what makes this even more outrageous is the story today is supposedly about letters, yet the entire story became a vehicle to resurrect years-old rumors about alleged photos that have never surfaced because they do not exist. Let's be honest about what happened here. The letters were simply the excuse. They were the hook. They were the masquerade used to drag these false accusations back into the public eye for one purpose, to damage me politically and personally. This is fake news at its finest. And at the conclusion of the press conference, she failed to take any questions. Again, she is denying that she sent anything. It appears from Sheriff Lewis, he sent a letter saying somebody was sent something. And implying that once, not really wanting to investigate this, because once he investigates it, that's obviously going to implicate the county executive. So it's a nasty he said, she said, and apparently now, according to the county attorney, the matter has now been referred to an outside agency for full investigation. So we'll see. Now, again, you're innocent until proven guilty, so we don't know if these allegations are true. That would be damaging to the county executive. If not, then obviously somebody was trying to had it in for it. As I said yesterday, it could be fake images. It could be fake porn or deep fake porn, as it's called on the web. But this is getting a little bit nastier now.
Yeah, that's so easy to do. I mean, a couple things here. First of all, the story keeps changing, so I think it's way too early to say anyone should be resigning, because we don't know anything. And all of this mostly is coming from unnamed sources so far. Yes, there are a few letters, but it sounds like they've been trying to work it out and trying to figure it out. It is so easy to deepfake an image now. And again, I don't know if it's illegal. I mean, wasn't this asserted that maybe she would have had this relationship back before she was even in office? I mean, maybe that's still not a smart thing to do, but sometimes things happen. But if it didn't continue, I don't know that she was breaking any laws, and I don't know that she should. I mean, lots of things happen in politics. It's not great, but it doesn't seem fair to have one person be held accountable for it when no one else is.
Well, as I said, first off, Sheriff Lewis is the one that said to the county executive that perhaps you should have thought about that before you sent those selfies from your phone.
If she did, but we don't know. But that hasn't been proven.
No, it hasn't been proven, and it's going to be investigated fully. But you're right; it could have happened prior to her being county executive, and that could
maybe there was a genuine relationship, and then maybe if they broke up or things went sour, maybe it was his fault. He shared something he shouldn't have.
And if you're talking about marital infidelity here, that's something that's completely it's not part of the official business of Wicomico County Executive. It does happen. We have these personal issues that prop up from time to time. The only thing that I would be bothered by is if she did it, A, while she was county executive, and B, if it's proven that she lied about it. Now, the sheriff's deputy or whoever is trafficking and sharing in these images, I think that speaks to another problem in and of itself. And I think that she should be investigated as well. It's one thing if you have these images, and let's say the relationship ended, and you break it off, delete them. Get rid of them. You shouldn't be sharing them with anybody else if they do indeed exist. So it's
sometimes it seems like the woman in this case is held up to a higher standard. I mean, we have a sheriff in Carroll County that unfortunately there's been rumors about for years. I can't say if they're true or not, but he's been in office, and there's been accusations. So, it does seem like it's unfair if you only in certain situations will we hold up some sort of moral law.
Well, we had that,
and I also question the timing.
Danielle Hornberger up in Cecil County, where she was, again, now she's married, I think, now. She was, targeted for some, again, I had some, a lot of the vulgar, filthy things said about her. So, again, we don't know the full story yet, but we know that a little bit more of it now and the genesis of it. So stay tuned. We'll see what happens if this, what this investigation does reveal. 6:30, time for the latest news headlines, and in for Maggie is Jill Powell.
Good morning. It's 6:30. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. Baltimore City will be under its first code red extreme heat alert of the season today and tomorrow. The health department says the heat index is expected to rise above 100 degrees. The extreme heat may pose significant health risks, especially for those working outdoors, older adults, young children, individuals with chronic health challenges, and pets. Police evacuated a Howard County school on Wednesday after someone made a bomb threat. Students and staff at Reservoir High School had to leave the building while crews searched for explosive devices. Fortunately, nothing was found. While at the scene, firefighters evaluated six people for possible heat-related illness. One child was taken to a hospital. Police are investigating the source of the bomb threat. Early in-person voting starts today for Maryland's primary election. Polling sites across the state will be open from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. through June 18th. The State Board of Elections says anyone who is in line by 8 p.m. will be allowed to cast a ballot. Voters can check elections.maryland.gov to find their local early voting location. The U.S. Marshals Service has arrested an undocumented immigrant from El Salvador on child sexual abuse charges. 32-year-old Yerlis Alvarez is charged with three counts each of second-degree rape, sexual abuse of a minor, and third-degree sex offense for alleged incidents that took place between 2021 and 2024. He was arrested at home in Bel Air on Friday and is being held at the Harford County Detention Center without bond. We'll be back after this.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You sort through tons of resumes and you get too many so-so applicants. You're just waiting for someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now, there's a place where you can meet them fast. ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. Build your team. Build it sooner. Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. And you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Here are the winning Maryland lottery numbers, pick 3, 883, pick 4, 5552. I'm Jill Powell, WCBM Local News. Time for traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the accident southbound 895 at Lombard Street has now officially cleared in the last 3 minutes. All the lanes are back open again, and we're moving traffic again. They're back to Moravia Road, Pulaski Highway, now through Lombard Street, Eastern Avenue, eventually south from O'Donnell Street. All this heavy traffic is still going to be there. We're not going to recover anytime soon. 95 next door took the hit. They got the overflow traffic. There was a wreck on 95 as well near the Eastern Avenue Bridge, and that was crowding the left-hand lane. So there is still a delay there coming south from Moravia Road. Harford County, Edgewood, wires down Route 24 east of the interstate, west side of the city, the west side of the downtown area. There's a wreck at Pratt Street, at Mount Street, and there may be some road blockage there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, hot and humid with highs in the mid-90s. Feel like temperatures in the triple digits, plus a chance for some scattered showers and storms late this afternoon, early this evening. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary's off this morning. Style on Sports brought to you by Peak Custom Remodeling, a CertainTeed premier credentialed roofing company. Take 25% off all roofing projects. From now through June 15th, go to peakcustomremodeling.com. Orioles get back in the win column, beating the Mariners 7-2 at home. Jackson Holliday led the way, slinging a grand slam in the seventh inning to put the game away. Brandon Young tossing seven shutout innings to earn the win. The teams wrap up the series tonight. Elsewhere, the Ravens are on summer vacation. Baltimore held its final minicamp practice yesterday, concluding its offseason program. The team will return to work next month for training camp. Knicks pulling off the greatest comeback in NBA Finals history. The team erased a 29-point deficit to stun the Spurs 107-106 in Game 4 of Madison Square Garden. OG Anunoby tipped in a missed three-pointer from Jalen Brunson with just over a second left. He finished with 33 points. While Brunson led all scores with 36, as New York is now one win away from its first title since 1973. The Chiefs are rewarding franchise quarterback Patrick Mahomes with the richest deal in NFL history. ESPN is reporting Kansas City's adding 2 years to Mahomes' contract in a reworked deal that runs through 2033 and has a value of over $500 million. Unbelievable. Stanley Cup Final continues Thursday in Raleigh, North Carolina. The Hurricanes are hosting the Golden Knights for Game 5. Canes are coming off a victory that's turned the series into a best of three. Carolina captain Jordan Staal has led the way with a pair of goals, including the game winner. He's the first player in 44 years to score at least one goal in each of the first four games of the Stanley Cup Final. And let's look at Stein on Sports.
Lorian Harmony Hall opened a unique memory care program this year called Harmony Park. Lorian Harmony Park features an indoor setting that looks like an outdoor park space. It is a sensory neighborhood that is meant to offer wayfinding and other unique features to our residents to help them navigate their day. For more information, visit LorianAssistedLiving.com or call 410-531-6000.
Back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
.636, 24 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock here on Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680 and WCVM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. I never got this, and I'm not saying this is what happened in this particular case in Wicomico County, but this has cropped up before. This idea of sending nude selfies or photographs of oneself over the cell phone, I just never understood that. I guess people do it in the heat of passion when they're first in relationships, but relationships go sour. And look, it's never a good thing. Even let's say there is no interruption of an intimate relationship. Once you put something on a digital image and you put it online or you put it on a cell phone, it could be hacked. And in fact, it's happened before. People's phones, I think, isn't it what, there was a big scandal a couple of years ago, Kristen, where you had a bunch of celebrities that took self-nude images and their phones were hacked. And they put them up all over the internet. I just think it's a poor choice. Yeah.
Well, can I just say two other things that I guess stuck out for me with the story that just doesn't quite make sense is I always try to zoom out. Like, instead of saying it's going to be he said, she said for a while, and none of us will really know the truth. So sometimes I just try to take a step back. I mean, both Giordano and Sheriff Lewis both said in their interview something similar. They said, look, we had some issues in the past, but we've both made the effort, and they both felt like the other one had made an effort to work together for the good of the county. So if this had sort of been laid to rest, why now? I mean, I appreciate Fox 45's work, and maybe there's something we don't know yet, but it sort of seems like they started stirring the pot a little bit. And, you know, originally the story started with all these unnamed sources, which I don't always love because we know how those stories start. And it is an election year. And you have to take that both sure. Sheriff Lewis and County Executive Giordano are both up for re-election. Mm-hmm. Now, I know he has primary challengers. I don't think she does. I think she just has a Democrat in the general. But sometimes you have to look at that. You know, so it's like, why now? If this was kind of put to bed and for whatever reason, no pun intended, but if they had worked it out however way and it's not affecting taxpayers and it's not illegal and it's not, you know, maybe people don't need to know. I don't know. Why now is this getting stirred back up.
Yeah, so you do have to question
the timing.
The timing, of course, in any election cycle, whenever you have something salacious and brought up against a candidate, happened allegedly in the past, and this was a letter that was kept under wraps, and somebody with, and I don't know who, but somebody knew that once you, maybe they called in a tip to spotlight on Maryland, or maybe they got a source that is speaking out off the record, but once they realize that they have this letter that has not been made public, and they requested by an MPIA request, then all hell breaks loose, and you know what hits the fan, and that's what's happened in this particular case. And sad, because I do happen to like both Sheriff Lewis and County Executive Giordano. I just, it's sad that's happened to their families, but it is, look, there are consequences to your behavior, and if it is...
If that's what happened.
Yeah, it's a big if. These are allegations at this point. So the only people that know truly what happened are the two people involved in this particular case.
But that's the thing. It's another interesting. So now we have a second case in another red county in Maryland where we have both the county executive and the sheriff who should be on the same side. They're both Republicans. And it doesn't, party registration doesn't always mean everything. But in general, it seems like they both ran on the same issues overall. And there's this divide. And so that's another thing that makes me suspicious.
Yeah, you're speaking of...
It's not the same situation in Harford County with
Gaylor and Cassily, right.
But there's another horrible divide that just seems unnecessary when we need as many hands on deck. We are the minority in this state, so we need all the help we can get. So I do question, are there other actors at work trying to divide the few good candidates that we have here? You know, hopefully maybe in the future, maybe one of them would run for governor. Who knows? We don't have a very big bench here. So I just question what goes on behind the scenes.
That's a solid point, in the fact that the Maryland Republicans will cannibalize each other rather than try to defeat the Democrats.
Yeah, the Democrats don't have to worry about us. We'll just defeat ourselves. So.
All right, let's turn our focus on to the Democrats. When they act wild, Democrat Rep. Jassy Crockett defending convicted murderer Carmelo Anthony in remarks to TMZ DC.
But it's my understanding that Carmelo ended up stabbing, puncturing, I don't know what this tool was that they talk about, knife, or some refer to it as a tool. He ended up hitting Austin one time, and it was about where he hit him. One time, 2 inches. This wasn't someone who said, hey, let me stab you 5, 6, 7 times. And so when you're looking at the punishment range, there's a reason in Texas that it goes from 5 to 99 or life, because you are looking at how intentional, like how bad was this?
Yeah, he only stabbed him one time. Only stabbed him once, right into, and the knife, which was an Ozark Trail pocket knife, which has a 3-inch serrated blade. It pierced the right ventricle of Austin Metcalf's heart, but it only happened once. Again, some people are so blinded by their racial animus, they can't even see. There's no reason for him to be in that tent to begin with. He was repeatedly asked to leave 15 times. And, of course, who brings a knife to a track meet? Bad things happen, folks. So Crockett said the system is broken. I agree. I think the system is broken. I think we're way too lenient on people that violate. And this guy, this kid's going to be out. He's 19. He's going to be out maybe by the time he's 36 for taking a life in Texas. But it's only one time. I wonder if it was her brother or her relative that had been stabbed just one time, if Jassy Crockett would have felt the same. All right, coming up next, we'll hear from Mom Donnie and more. 6:43, time for traffic weather on the threes with the update. Here's the King, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
95 South in the city, the accident, we have not seen it, but we see the impact. It's southbound around the Eastern Avenue Bridge and have been crowding the left-hand lane. A lot of this overflow traffic was getting away from problems earlier at the Old Harbor Tunnel, and that's still recovering as well. So 895, you're still backed up south of Moravia Road, Pulaski Highway, all the way into the Old Harbor Tunnel. This backup on 95 is Moravia Road to Eastern Avenue, and then after that, we're good at O'Donnell Street going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. But already a big problem right there at the split at 95 and 895, and big delays already trying to go south from that point. There is a broken down vehicle reported, and maybe in the roadway. I see a backup here, I-95 on the south side. near 175. It was in the right lane. There is a backup starting at the bridge at Route 100 and an early delay there for the traffic in Howard County. And the contractor is working. They work during the rush hour. They do it every day. Northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County, and they block the left-hand lane, 76-mile marker on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Today, hot and humid. Chance of scattered showers or storms again today, mid-90s, but that heat index going to take it over triple digits. And then more storms late this afternoon into the early evening. Just like we had yesterday. Right now, 72 and cloudy in Pikesville, and it is 71 under cloudy skies in Ocean City. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
Do I hear someone's stomach growling?
Indeed you do. It's Chuck's. It's an eternal growl, as they say.
It's always angry.
It's always angry and hungry, or hangry, as they say.
I told him, if you don't stop it, I'm going to open up a naval base.
Coors Light is launching a limited edition 18-inch tall, taller boy canister that holds and insulates three stacked 12-ounce cans of beer.
Wow.
The taller boy, part of Coors Light's FIFA World Cup themed campaign. Again, the stainless steel canister features an extended Coors logo accompanied by a sweepstakes, encouraging fans to submit their own goal call for the World Cup soccer. I think it's huge. It's 18 inches, it's a foot and a half. And this is inspiring others to try to cash in on this latest trend.
First, Coors Light gave you the taller boy. Three beers in one giant can. Now, Budweiser says, why stop there? Introducing the new Budweiser six-pack can. That's right, six beers, one can. Zero dignity. Still too small? Then grab the all-new keg can. You'll need a forklift to pour it and a bathroom strategy before opening it. Keg can from Bladder Buster Brewing, making poor decisions more efficient since 2026.
I have to use your own personal forklift for that one, Chuck.
Yeah. Well, you know, Heineken had that little keg they used to sell.
Yes, they still do.
They do.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've actually bought it. Did you ever buy one?
Yes, it was good.
Yeah, it was good. You know, you have a little keg. It's like fresh draft beer right in your refrigerator. Fits right on the refrigerator shelf.
A cooler right in the golf car. It was perfect.
Yeah, perfect indeed.
Because I didn't know where I was after the fifth hole, but so what?
Yeah, somebody else driving it. Who cares at this point? Burger King Japan's new one-pounder challenge is not for the faint of heart. Again, most of all these all-you-can-eat deals aren't built around a burger that weighs more than a pound, but this one does. So apparently the one-pounder challenge is all across Japan. And you get 45 minutes to eat as many as smokehouse one-pounder burgers as you can. Mm. Unlimited fries and soft drinks as well. So each smokehouse, the one-pounder, weighs a little over a pound, stacks four beef patties with cheddar cheese, smoked bacon, and smoked bacon sauce.
Wow.
One burger alone, 1,600 calories.
That's a lot of meat.
It is. And again,
you think it's not, but it really is.
I would forego the fries if you're trying to make that challenge.
I had the this big crispy chicken sandwich at where was that? Outback. Whatever. Oh, Chili's.
Mm-hmm.
And they say it's massive, so I got this thing, and it took me 45 minutes, and I still didn't finish it.
Yeah.
Big chicken sandwich.
That's right. Log it.
Now, you don't have to put the money
and,
about it.
And he pretends as if he didn't know. Where was it? Oh, yeah.
Well, I had to think.
Chili's.
I go so many places, Chili's. You know.
Did I say it was Chili's? Yes, it was. It was a Chili's. I now remember it was at Chili's.
It was Chili's on Little Road in Pasco County.
Kool-Aid pineapples are having a viral moment. So you get your pineapple, and you cut it up, and then you dip it in Kool-Aid, and then
Kool-Aid.
Eat it. Yeah, Kool-Aid. Huh? You know, remember the jug used to bust through your house?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, Kool-Aid.
New tortilla chips that taste like pickles and lemonade are now out. The Summer Batch Pickle Lemonade, late July is the brand name. Yeah. So pickle is one thing, but pickle and lemonade combined in two. So I would try at least one just to see what it tastes like.
I actually had there's just a plain lemonade one. It's like, they're kind of like Utz potato chips.
Yeah, I have seen those. Are they good?
They just taste like potato chips with like the lemonade powder. Like if you were going to make a sprinkle it. It's too chemically.
Yeah.
Ugh, no, thank you.
Yeah. All right. So at least Kristen tried it. Mighty Quinn's Barbecue, born in New York, now boasting 8 locations across 4 states, are moving to Howard County, opening up a location there. Mighty Quinn's is a great barbecue place. So if you like signature barbecue, smoked meats, and the rest of those fast casuals, mac and cheese, things of that nature, they smoke their ribs on wood and thyme. They have burnt ends. They have dirty fries with chili lime sauce and cinnamon bun bread pudding. Mighty Quinn's, again, we don't know what date, but they're coming to Howard County. Hi, Chuck.
Not like Mighty Quinn the Eskimo?
Yes, the Eskimo. It was a great song.
Okay, cool.
See you in a couple.
Manfred Mann.
Thank you. Hey, very good. 92 star. 6:49. Yes. 11 minutes now for the hour of 7 o'clock. New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani, after claiming the city is in an historic budget crisis, wants to spend $15 million of taxpayer money on this.
As a first step, my administration has made a $15 million investment in gender-affirming care over the next 2 years. And we will continue to use every tool at our disposal to ensure that trans and gender non-conforming New Yorkers can live with dignity, safety, and freedom they deserve.
Indeed, that's you're in a historic budget crisis, and that's $15 million on gender. That's the top surgery, bottom surgery, whatever else they're still doing. And some, I know that's on the decline, but there are still some hot spots, New York, Johns Hopkins here in Baltimore, and a few others that still mutilate minors on a daily basis, and they're using your tax dollars to do it. If you're not ready for summer in your backyard cooking area, we just mentioned the smoked ribs and stuff, then you need to head over to Town Appliance and Owings Mills. They really have the best chance here for your best outdoor grilling choices in your neighborhood. You can choose from Heston, Weber, Coyote, Exo, and Lennox, all perfect upgrading your Oasis. Town Appliance has over 70 brands to choose from, and both mayors will give you a shopping experience you won't forget. They'll help you find the best fit and promise to keep you under budget, on or under budget, I should say. And don't miss out on these amazing summer grills. You can visit townappliance.com for more information, or go into the store, townappliance.com, and of course, Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills.
Nino Mangione here. I've spent the last 8 years in Annapolis fighting for you. I am the fighter we need on the Baltimore County Council to cut taxes, support law enforcement, and bring transparency to Baltimore County. I am Nino Mangione, and you can count on me. Early voting starts June 11th through the 18th, Election Day on June 23rd.
We need strong Republican leadership. Nino Mangione for Baltimore County Council. Authority, friends of Nino Mangione. Lawrence Heinlein, Treasurer.
Baltimore County faces rising costs, higher taxes, crowded classrooms, and increased violent crime. We do not need more political promises. We need change in Baltimore County. We need Patrick Dyer as Baltimore County Executive. Patrick Dyer will lower our taxes, support our police, and make our communities safe. Patrick Dyer will bring transparency back to government. Vote for safer streets and a stronger economy. Vote Patrick Dyer for Baltimore County Executive.
Authority, citizens for Patrick Dyer. Dwayne Verderam, Treasurer.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. WCBM Radio helps you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, WCBM can create custom campaigns built to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call WCBM today and let's get your business moving.
You won't need a warrant.
What? Are you crazy?
When you're on the search for news, traffic, and weather, all the evidence you'll need is at the top of the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and whenever news breaks. Talk Radio WCBM 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:53, traffic and weather on the threes. The update here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, the update from the accident scene on 95, the one that's over to the north of Eastern Avenue. The latest update says two of the left-hand lanes are blocked in that area. So that was the update from the scene. We do not see the wreck, but we see all the heavy traffic coming south from Moravia Road, and then at one point we were really slow south of Eastern Avenue. Now it looks like this new update, just looking at the camera, that they may have released the other two lanes that were blocked, because now traffic south of Eastern Avenue is beginning to fill in. So that would be good news there. We're backed up on 95 all the way back towards the bridge at Chestico Avenue, with early major delays going south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, hot, humid, chance of an afternoon thunderstorm or a scattered showers throughout the day today. Going to be in the mid-90s with a heat index, so take it over triple digits. And then those that thunderstorm activity maybe later on this afternoon, early evening hours, and back down into the 70s for the or low 70s for the low tonight. Right now, 74 in Glen Burnie, and it is 73 in Middle River. The battle between Mayor BS and IG Isabel Cumming continues. This is months after the mayor denied the inspector general, which, again, was elected and confirmed, rather, by voters here in Baltimore City. Denied her general access to key government records. And the IG, Isabel Cumming, says her ability to investigate potential wrongdoing inside city government has been severely limited and curtailed.
My part of the job, which is to find out who got the money and whether that's legit, that's blacked out.
Yeah. Most of it completely redacted. You can't really uncover millions of dollars of waste, fraud, and abuse unless, of course, you can see and follow the money, which has not happened. The mayor's insisting he's following state public information laws, but a new study released by the Association of Inspectors General compared information access at 46 other IG offices across the country. More than 90% of these offices had access to government policies and procedures, emails, personal records, financial records, etc. In Baltimore, access to government email, personal records, and financial records has either been denied completely or limited. And voters, as you might imagine, recently at a city council meeting, not happy with the mayor severely restricting or limiting access to the inspector general.
OIG must have access to records and staff to complete investigation.
Let's give them the tools they need to do their job.
These are the people that elected you all up there to represent them, and they have spoken. We want transparency.
Yeah, we want transparency. That's why we voted for this. And again, Cumming says, you know, that this transparency is needed, especially in a city that's dominated by Democrats. She didn't say that, but I'm saying it. That's dominated by Democrats, that the state's dominated by Democrats. And when you have one party rule and domination, you have this level of corruption.
This office was set up for good government, and good government needs oversight. It needs transparency.
Yeah, so now we have a battle, and of course, I think she's back in court next week and trying to get this access to these records. And of course, the mayor, and look, when you fight this hard, she's had access to these records for most of the term that she has been in the inspector general's office, and one wonders, why now? Why all of a sudden is Mayor Scott so adamant in denying her access to these records? Is it to protect safe streets, which now, once again, this week, we find out that the folks over at LifeBridge and or Catholic Charities hired a person who had been convicted of attempted murder to work in the so-called as a violence interrupter. So are you protecting the Safe Streets program, or are you protecting Sidestep, or is there something else? Now the latest story is the mayor wants to spend $3 million on this Clean Core group, which has had repeated audit concerns and problems. That's the we did a story a couple of weeks ago. That'll get Democrat David Stein, I think Dennis Stein is the one that has this, was getting all this money from ARP and the American Rescue Plan and so on and so forth, and now the mayor wants to redirect city dollars into that one as well. So, again, much easier to skim off the top or to redirect funds, and especially with nonprofits that are having audit problems or audit issues when nobody's looking. And that's exactly what Isabel Cumming is doing. She's basically turning over the rocks and seeing what crawls out from underneath each one. So that's something that we'll keep an eye on here in the very near future. By the way, Senator Van Hollen apparently held a big fundraiser the other night in Potomac, of all places, which is, again, the... You talk about elitists. You got them in both parties over there in Potomac. But he's putting his money and his endorsement on the on James Tallarico down in Texas, running, of course, for Texas Senate against Ken Paxton down there. Tallarico, remember, is a complete fraud. He believes that God is non-binary, says there are six genders, and he also says that, again, he's allegedly vegan. I'd like to have somebody follow him around for quite a bit of time. But this guy is really out there. He is one of these woke left pastors, if you will. He's from the pagan left, posing as a man of God. And Chris Van Hollen is raising money for, and this is who he's hanging out with, Margarita Man, the MS-13 Maryland Man, and also now, of course, Tallarico. And this is who the modern Democrat Party is, and that's what they do. All right, coming up next at 7 o'clock, early voting starts today. The Maryland GOP wants oversight rather than the hearing of Ballotgate. And we'll hear from a special guest who will be in studio with us shortly at 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason.
All they have to do is ever start signing a paper.
President Trump says that's all it will take for Iran to end hostilities with the U.S. The president says an agreement has been fleshed out, but Iran is foot-dragging, playing us for suckers, is how Mr. Trump puts it. His bottom line remains the same. Iran must never get a nuclear weapon. And true to his word, the president ordered more strikes on Iranian military targets.
President Trump foreshadowed it Wednesday, telling reporters in the Oval Office,
"We're going to be attacking them very hard."
A few hours later, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth telling reporters at Central Command headquarters in Tampa, Florida,
CENTCOM, Central Command, will be busy tonight.
A few hours later, U.S. Central Command said it had completed its latest round of airstrikes just before the sun rose Thursday in Iran, targeting military surveillance, communications, and air defense sites. It did not elaborate on the damage done. Iran retaliated with strikes targeting Bahrain, Kuwait, and Jordan, all of which host U.S. troops. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Iran conflict has driven energy prices higher. However, the president assures us that prices will plunge once the war has been settled. There have been flight disruptions and widespread power outages amid violent weather across parts of the Midwest. Storms moved into the Chicago area yesterday afternoon, downing trees and damaging buildings. A dramatic come-from-behind victory for the New York Knicks, Game 4 of the NBA Finals. Coming back from a 29-point deficit, they beat the San Antonio Spurs 107-106, moving the Knicks closer to their first NBA championship title since 1973. Game 5 in San Antonio on Saturday. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 378 points higher. NASDAQ futures are up 349 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Snapshot from Progressive wasn't created for just anybody. Oh no, we made it for you. Smooth accelerators. When that light turns green, you're off. Like a warm knife through firm butter. Going from zero to the speed limit in an appropriate amount of time. Sure, your car has horsepower, but your horses prance around as silky smooth as your right foot. Fancy Prancerton. With Snapshot, safe drivers like you get personalized rates based on your driving habits. Sign up today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents.
Hey, John, why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, and you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. MyComputerCareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Good morning. It's 7:03. Time for an update with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
And it looks like there may be another minor accident here on 895 southbound as you're coming south of the Urban Avenue ramp and before the Eastern Avenue Bridge. They're on the right shoulder, so we're getting two lanes by, but we're going to be slow south of Pulaski Highway, and from there it's slow all the way into the Old Harbor Tunnel. The wreck that was southbound on I-95 before the Eastern Avenue Bridge is now in the painted out area right at the ramp at Eastern Avenue. So all the lanes are open, but still backed up as we're coming south on 95 from the city-county line. 25-minute delays, maybe a little bit longer, especially now on 95 south coming down through Rosedale. The Beltway picking up with the normal delays. The broken-down vehicle is gone. Southbound I-95 at the Route 175, and we're back in business there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, hot and humid with highs in the mid-90s, feel like temperatures in the triple digits, plus a chance for some scattered showers and storms late this afternoon, early this evening. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 73 degrees in Baltimore. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. Harford County is now the first jurisdiction in Maryland to ban data centers. County Executive Bob Cassily signed a bill Wednesday following a unanimous vote on the legislation by the County Council Tuesday night. Cassily released a statement through his office thanking everyone for their support, adding, "Together we are protecting Harford's wonderful quality of life for our families and for future generations." Baltimore City will be under its first code red extreme heat alert of the season today and Friday. The health department says the heat index is expected to rise above 100 degrees. Early in-person voting starts today for Maryland's primary election. Polling sites across the state will be open from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. through June 18th. Police evacuated a Howard County school yesterday after somebody made a bomb threat. Students and staff at Reservoir High School had to leave the building while crews searched for explosive devices. No explosives were found. Here are the winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3, 883, pick 4, 5552. At 7:05, I'm Jill Powell. That's WCBM Local News. Sign on Sports is up next.
Hey, Bel Air. Alfonso here from Sol Oaxaca. Come check out one of the best happy hours in the area. Enjoy ice-cold draft beers, handcrafted cocktails, and some of the best margaritas around. Plus, great deals on food, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6. And the fun doesn't stop there. Trivia night every Tuesday, live music on Wednesdays, and karaoke every Thursday. Great drinks, amazing food, and nonstop fun. Only at Sol Oaxaca and Bel Air. Just search SOLOAXACA for Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air and join us today. The best food and the most fun is at Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air.
Here's why Jarvis Appliance is so highly rated. Great selection with great prices on all major appliance brands. Options to match many appliances exactly to your cabinetry and decor. Very quick delivery available on Jarvis in-stock appliances. And don't forget Jarvis frequently offers rebates plus convenient financing too. All Jarvis deliveries, installation, and appliance service is done in-house with no subcontractors. Remember, J-A-R-V-I-S. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary's got the morning off, and Stein on Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. To mention Gary's name and get a discount on your spring AC tune-up. Orioles get back at the win column. They beat the Mariners 7-2 at home. Jackson Holliday leads the way with a grand slam in the seventh to put the game away. Brandon Young tossing seven shutout innings to earn the win. The teams will wrap up their series tonight. Ravens wrap up their offseason activities and are on summer vacation and won't meet until summer camp, training camp begins. They held their final mini camp practice yesterday in Owings Mills, concluding their off-season program, and training camp starts next month. It's almost here, folks, football season. Knicks with a historic comeback last night, greatest in NBA Finals history. The team raced a 29-point deficit to stun the Spurs 107-106 in Game 4 at the Garden. And they now take a 3-2 lead, and now, of course, they hope, again, three games to one. Game five in the best of seven game series will be in San Antonio this coming Saturday. And Stanley Cup final continues tonight in Raleigh, North Carolina. The Hurricanes hosting the Golden Knights for game five. Canes are coming off a victory that turned the series into a best of three. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Reisterstown to Pig Town, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is The Right Choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us, am680@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrid. Coming up in this hour, the man charged with shooting a Baltimore County police officer had a juvenile record and a previous assault on a police officer. Yeah, he's roaming the streets of Baltimore County. A little bit later on, why Democrats hate America. Top story of today, early voting starts today. And the Maryland Republican Party wants oversight hearing on Ballotgate. And we did have a surprise in-studio guest. He disappeared. He vanished on me. So he's apparently out there, eating donuts, drinking coffee, and going like a wild man. Rob Carson is in town. He's hosting a trip to Gettysburg from our listeners, starting departing at 8 o'clock this morning. We got two buses going up to Gettysburg, and so Rob will join us here a little bit later on. But, again, the early voting begins today, and it's important that we get out and we vote. Maryland Senate Republicans are calling for a legislative hearing on the state's mail-in ballot error. Failure is more than an error. It's more than a mishap. It's an absolute abject failure on the part of Jared DeMarinis, and that links to the governor. The governor's agencies have long been struggling and are troubled, whether it's Department of Human Services, Department of Juvenile Services, State Highway Administration, you name it, losing foster children. Exactly. And now, of course, we have this ballot error, and some, of course, say maybe it wasn't a mistake. Maybe it was done intentionally. In a letter sent Wednesday to Senate President-elect Bill Ferguson and the chair of the Senate Republican Caucus requesting an oversight hearing on the State Board of Elections' handling of the ballot failure and its aftermath, the caucus asked legislative leaders to convene a hearing before the primary election, or if that is not possible, before the elections are certified. As you know, we have 1 million ballots circulating in the state, mail-in ballots, and the early voting begins today. That's why we say get out there today. Starting today until next Thursday, you have 1 week. There's no excuse. 1 week to get in person at your early voting center. There are important, crucial races that are being run right now in the Maryland gubernatorial race. We need someone who can mount a significant challenge to Governor Moore and perhaps maybe even pull the upset. There are local races for state senator, for House of Delegates, and for attorneys general. In not just the Maryland State Attorney General, but state's attorneys races in Baltimore County and other areas. And our county council is a very crucial, and school board races. So it's important that you get out in person, and your early voting center is going to be different than your regular voting precinct. Mine is different. Everybody else is different. There are, well, I think 10 maybe early voting centers throughout the state. I can't remember all of them. I know particularly mine is the senior center at Hannah Moore in Reisterstown. And that's different than my voting precinct, which has changed this year, by the way. It used to be a local elementary school. Now it's at Franklin High School in Reisterstown. So that is something that, again, pay attention. Make sure you know where your early voting center is. And you get out there and get out and vote in person. That's the best way to make sure that your vote is counted, that there's no funny business with the mail-in ballot, that your mail-in ballot actually, again, if you did a mail-in ballot, and I'm not saying there are some people that have to do a mail-in ballot, I get that. But in this particular case, it's best that you go in person, and we need to challenge you, our listeners, we need you out voting in great numbers, in person, early voting. Remember, Democrats hold a significant advantage against Republicans. It's nearly 2.5, perhaps getting close to 3-1, because a lot of the former Republican voters have now registered as unaffiliated. And that is the problem. When you're facing those insurmountable needs, same as in California, where they have been, again. And the difference in California is they keep saying it's fraud. It really isn't, because they've legalized most of their mail-in ballots, universal mail-in ballots. They allow ballot harvesting. And now, of course, the only thing that is illegal is it's illegal to pay somebody to vote. And now there are allegations that homeless have been paid to vote in California. So I got that song. Maybe Rob will work on it. California cheating. Who knows? 7:13, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, maybe a little bit of normalcy now at both the Harbor Tunnels. We're looking now at where all the lanes are open, 895 and 95. We had problems way early this morning. 5 o'clock this morning, there was a wreck on 895 South. So now we're moving with all the traffic, and now we're looking at the normal 25 to 30-minute delays southbound. 895 is backed up to just around Pulaski Highway. 95 is backed up, but better. Before this, it was backed up to the bridge at Chesico Avenue. We're now backed up to just around the ramp at Moravia Road. Baltimore County Police and Fire going out to a wreck Pulaski Highway in the area of Ebenezer Road on the east side. Have not seen anything major on the Beltway, but we filled in already on the Parkville side through Green Spring, and the west side was moving along, not too bad, from 795 down to Frederick Road. And so far, early this morning, no problems through Annapolis from the Bay Bridge over towards I-97. The morning back up there just beginning along I-97 south at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be hazy, hot, and humid today. Mid-90s, going to feel like triple digits with that heat index. Chance of scattered showers or storms later on this afternoon or early this evening, much like it was yesterday. And right now we've got 75 in Dundalk. It's 74 in Forest Hill. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right. Joining us in studio, of course, Rob Carson. He's heard every day, Monday through Friday, noon to 3, right here on WCBM nationwide via Newsmax. And welcome back to Baltimore.
You are the anchor station. Yes. You are the anchor station. Your day, I start your day off every single day, and I always lose.
Are you talking about a boat anchor or what?
Pretty much. You sink me every day. You ruin my day every day, right to the bottom of the ocean. No, but every day, I always lose, find the fake news. And I don't know how that is, because I do show prep out the wazoo, and every day I'm like, what the what?
Yeah. Trying to make it easier for you today.
You do some digging, man. We do some digging. And you know what? I'd like to have a slow news day one damn day. Well, honestly, today, you come in here, I'm listening to you this morning. What's this about this county executive and nude photos and everything? I saw that. Yeah. I saw that. I'm like, what the what? She's denying everything. She was pretty, very absolute about it.
She was very adamant that she didn't send them, and who knows what happened there.
Well, I think we need to see the photos. But anyway, no, I can say that there are no nude photos.
It's not like there was a judge or whatever having relations in her office with her.
Oh, my gosh. Did you hear the audio?
Did you hear the audio?
You know the great thing about her? She didn't say, oh, God, because she wanted to keep the separation between church and state. But you know, I want to say that there are no nude photos or videos of me out there outside of my OnlyFans page. There are none out there.
Oh, I don't know. I've heard you like to send pictures of yourself.
No, I don't like myself enough to actually want to take a naked picture of
myself. You just put them all up on Facebook and on social media. It's like, yeah. You see them all the time.
Just no nudes. I have low self-esteem, by the way. I don't know if you know
that's good to see you again.
You too, brother.
President Trump, again, how do you think he's dealing with the Iran deal right now?
I think he's been way, way, way patient with Iran, and I hope he bombs the snot out of them. Well, he's been more patient than I would have ever been with them, and they are conniving, and they're never going to come to the table, and they're going to be honest, and now it's time to bomb this.
He told us something we first learned about that attack on the Apache helicopter yesterday.
Well, we're going to be attacking them very hard.
You're resuming bombing?
We are. Based on the helicopter, I guess we have the right to do that. You know, they shot down a very, very incredible, actually an incredible machine, and at first they said they didn't do it, then they admitted they did it. It's sort of easy, because we have the bomb. We actually have the bomb. They're very lucky that bomb didn't explode. That bomb was lodged in the helicopter. Yeah. It didn't explode. It was on fire, but it didn't explode. It's just, those two guys, they knew how to fly, but they got very lucky.
Wow.
So the bomb he's talking about was a kamikaze drone that hit the chopper and in the windshield and lodged there. It did not explode.
Unbelievable.
But it did catch fire.
Yeah. But it's remarkable they were able to bring it down. And what's more remarkable is they had a drone rescue craft, which is amazing. And all I could think about was the Vietnam War with all these soldiers going in on Hueys, risking their lives to save other soldiers. And isn't that going to be a game changer? Right. And I talked to Blaine Holt yesterday. He said they've got an air version of that. It's going to be a game changer for rescuing soldiers.
Yeah. Who knows? The military are going to use Waymo in the future.
Uber Rescue is what they call
That's
it.
That's right. Get a Waymo. About the Iran deal, he's losing patience with the murder mullahs.
We'll see what happens, but we hit them hard yesterday, and we're going to hit them again hard today. In case you miss, if in case you don't turn on your television set, and we'll see what happens with the deal. We were really close to a deal, but they keep tapping us along. They keep playing us for suckers because you know what. They dealt with some very stupid presidents, I have to say that. Yeah. I'm embarrassed to say it. Some very stupid people were sitting here. Yeah.
Now, the left and some conservative influencers say, oh, see, Trump, he admits he was being suckered. This is part of the Trump negotiation, if you ever read Art of the Deal. He will use anything and everything to get the deal done.
And he doesn't want the people of Iran to suffer.
Exactly.
That's a gigantic part of it. He doesn't want them to be without the ability to have oil revenue, also electricity and food, those things. And he's much more deliberate than I would have ever expected. You know, he was known as kind of being fly off the handle. All of it. He's not. He's the best I've ever seen in office.
Although I would stay away from bridges if I were living in Iran.
Yeah, I would not want to be on a bridge. Don't
right
do anything.
Now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As to California, he said, they're a bunch of cheating dogs.
And look at the election in California, as an example. After a week, they determined that a kid who's leading and had all the mojo, all of a sudden he doesn't make the runoff. And then I hit them hard on that, but I started talking about Steve Hilton, who's a fantastic guy. And I saw them say it was going to be 2 weeks before they knew. And I started hitting them. It's going to happen to Steve Hilton, too. It's watch. You got to watch. And they approved Steve Hilton very quickly. They didn't want anything. There was too much heat on him. The only reason he got approved, he had all the votes he needed, probably to be first place. But the only reason they approved Steve Hilton, it was going to be 2 weeks. They said it. And then they approved him that night because the heat was on them. Because they're cheating dogs, and you can't have a great country when that happens. That's why.
It's a bunch of cheating dogs. And now Steve Hilton is looking at Spencer Pratt as bringing him as part of his campaign.
Yeah, well, I think he should be part of something. He said he was going to move out of the state if he didn't get the mayoral election. And, you know, I got to tell you, I'm just so disgusted by the whole damn thing. You know, nitwit ramen noodle. She lost. She was behind 20 points on election night. If this is just,
she was crying.
It's nonsensical. It's nonsensical. Mm-hmm. And there's a point where the California people are just going to have to be sick and damn tired of it. Go and surround the Capitol in Sacramento, shut the damn thing down.
But it's never going to happen until you end universal mail-in ballots in California. Finally, the president on the 2020 rigged election says, hey, wait a minute, we got files and incoming.
And because they rigged the election, the second election, as you probably hear and probably know, most of you know that happened, and now it's been proven, and it will be proven as time goes by even more so. We have things that you won't believe. When we release the full files, you're not going to believe how crooked the second 2020 election was. But
Wow.
Yeah, he says they got it. And, you know, I hope he's not building up expectations for us to be let down. But I don't think he'll do that. I think he'll deliver the goods.
Yeah, I hope so.
All right, very good. That is the way it went down. 508 days into the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
Oh, yeah.
All right, 7:21, more with Rob Carson coming up in just a second before he heads off to Gettysburg.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday, 9 to 6, and
Saturday, 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Is your roof old, leaking, or damaged? Peak Custom Remodeling is taking 25% off all roofing projects now through June 15th. Peak is a CertainTeed premier credentialed roofing company, meaning their team maintains strict standards for installer training and product knowledge. This means Peak is able to offer warranties backed by CertainTeed and peace of mind that no other roofer in Maryland can. Call 443-988-PEAK or go to peakcustomremodeling.com for 25% off roofing. That's 443-988-7325.
The following is a paid political announcement.
This is Ed Hale. Maryland families have had enough. Higher taxes, rising fees, and electric bills that keep climbing month after month. That's why I'm running for governor, to restore affordability, lower costs, and put Maryland families first. But we need strong conservatives in Annapolis to help get it done. That's why I'm proud to endorse Matt Fox for state senate. Matt Fox is a proven conservative who will fight alongside me to restore accountability and make Maryland affordable again. Please vote Ed Hale for governor and Matt Fox for state senate.
I am Matt Fox, and I approve this message.
Paid for by friends of Matt Fox. Karen Donahue, treasurer.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
7:23 traffic weather on the freeze. I'm going to let somebody introduce the one and only Chuck Whitaker. This is a mystery voice, Chuck.
Chuck the Body Whitaker, ladies and gentlemen. How you doing?
Rob, how you doing, babe?
I'm glorious, bro. I wish you were in studio, man. I'd give you a big kiss.
Stop it. That's why we're separated 900 miles.
I know.
Crazy.
Can't zombie. Keep our hands off each other.
We gave one of the kisser before he left.
Yeah, I'm going to give him another one when I see him. Oh, my. That just ruined my whole morning.
I know.
God. I-90s.
Mission
accomplished. I'll get to it yet. I'm trying. Southbound I-97 is backed up at Route 32. That's the north. It gets better after the bridge at 178. No problems coming off the Bay Bridge and then over to the Severn River Bridge and over towards I-97. 1 5-minute delay southbound. Both harbor tunnels still involved there. Typical ride on the Beltway. Construction delays. They block a lane during rush hour northbound I-95 at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the three. Put that where you want to. On Talk Radio 680.
Right on my butt.
WCBM, thank you.
Of course, his backside was facing the camera on that one.
Yeah.
Fox 45, Weather Authority forecast. Hot, humid, mid-90s, going to feel like 100. Scattered showers, thunderstorms, still a thing here today. Right now, 75 in Millersville, 75 in Middle River. Rob Carson is with us. He's taking a group of listeners. Two buses, by the way.
Yeah.
He sold those out pretty quickly.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
And just amazing. To Gettysburg, always one of my favorite spots. It's only 45, 50 minutes from here. So
yeah, when I was in D.C., I lived in... I served my time and then was paroled from Maryland. I was there 12 years of a 12-year sentence. And I would go up just for solace to the battlefields. My father was a big Civil War buff. He was a World War II veteran. And always think of him, and I walk to the big battlefields and Little Round Top, Big Round Top, and it's a haunting place. It's a beautiful and haunting place.
Yeah, it is. But I understand you look like you're wearing Union blue today.
I am wearing Union. I decided to take a side, even though I live in Virginia. Live in Virginia.
You're in a Confederate state now. You're below the Mason-Dixon line.
Well, I swear, I feel like I'm in enemy territory. In case you didn't know.
Oh, it's, Alexandria is left wing as it comes.
It is, but you know what? I went in there and I said, and it was, I met a bunch of these artists in this torpedo factory down there, and a lot of them are, there's a bunch of conservatives, and there are some of them that are Jewish, and they're very threatened by these anti-Israel jackweeds who live. And we literally met for coffee, and it was like the French Underground. One of them wore a beret. I'm not kidding. It was like that.
Wow.
It was like that. And I said, when I moved there, I said, I'm not going to speak in hushed tones about my conservatism. I'm not going to do it. The other day keep hands off Iran, these idiots down there. And of course, it was two adults and a bunch of children they brought down. And I got in their face and said, nobody wants you here. The buskers are here to make money. Get your ass out of here. Then I went and ordered two bullhorns.
Oh my God!
And as if you need one.
Thank you. Exactly. Could it make it louder? Yes, I can. But I keep them in my Bronco just in case those idiots show up.
Well, I think that's when it needs to happen. I think conservatives, you got to speak up. You got to stand out. I mean, you can't be worried about. I understand some people, they don't want to have their cars, you know, keyed or. But again, I think the more of us, see, the left has this thing where they think everybody thinks the same.
Of course they do.
Because it's groupthink. It's a hive mindset. And so when people start speaking out and they go, wait a minute, you're conservative? Wait a minute, you like Trump? And
I love Trump. But they're like, it's like holy water to somebody who's possessed. When you give it back to them, they have no argument and they shrink away because they're cowards.
Yeah.
Well, they are cowards.
Most of them can't really traffic in logic. I want to get your thoughts on this idea the president has come up with.
Yes.
That the Postal Service now will not deliver mail-in ballots for states that don't hand over their voter list, of which Maryland is one of them.
If he can do it, I don't know how he can do it, to be quite honest. I know that the Postal Workers Union is probably pretty left of center. So I love the idea. I think we ought to do whatever we can to shut them down. If you don't turn over the recipients of SNAP, shut off the SNAP benefits. If you don't turn over the recipients of these, you know, Medicare and Medicaid, then we cut you off. Same goes with this, 100%.
Well, it's not by coincidence that we have dead people, duplicates, foreigners or whatever that are defrauding our voting system, that are defrauding our SNAP and Medicaid system, and Medicare, you name it. We've got, and of course, Doge was tip of the iceberg with Elon Musk and Ramaswamy. But now we're finding out with Vice President Vance's anti-task force that this is much worse than we thought.
Oh, yeah. I said that we would discover that we're more corrupt than the Soviet Union, but with $7 trillion to steal. And it was much worse than I could have ever imagined. This is the feces hitting the fan that we've been talking about. This is the retribution they were afraid of. This is why they called Elon Musk a Nazi out of nowhere. And all of a sudden, he's not a Nazi anymore. How are you a Nazi 1 month, and then next year, oh, he's fine.
But now they got to love him, because Plattner's a Nazi, and they love the guy. He got, 80% of the vote in Maine, so the Democrats love Nazis now.
This guy, I mean, he is a dark, dark person. He has no sense of humor at all. He has no personality. He's a real dark force, man. He is really bad.
Well, that should be an easy pickup in Maine. Actually, not a pickup. They should hold the seat in Maine. That seat in Maine is going to be crucial while hanging on to the Senate.
Yeah, and it's funny when you look at, like, they're trying to paint Susan Collins as a bad guy. I'm like, okay, really? Sure. You know, it's like painting Mother Teresa as a bad guy, you know. Same goes with Paxton. I think that compared to Tallarico's insanity, Paxton actually looks like a really good choice. I have no problem with Paxton, by the way.
Look at who they're nominating. You got Plattner, you got Tallarico,
the guy in Michigan, right? That nutbag.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but just they've gone off the charts, it's crazy.
The reason being is that no good men want to be a part of that party.
Right.
I'm serious.
Coming up next, we'll get into why Democrats hate America. They're all across the country. People are canceling Independence Day parades, fireworks, etc. Because of who? Donald Trump.
Yep.
7:30, time for the latest news headlines. In for Maggie Hunter this morning, here's Jill Powell.
Good morning. It's 7:30. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. A man has been arrested following an alleged road rage shooting that shut down the Baltimore-Washington Parkway yesterday. Maryland State Police say 21-year-old Darius Bryant of Prince George's County faces multiple charges, including attempted murder. Police say the victim was driving north on the parkway in the Hanover area when his white van was struck by gunfire on the driver's side. Baltimore City will be under its first code red extreme heat alert of the season today and tomorrow. The health department says the heat index is expected to rise above 100 degrees. The extreme heat may pose significant health risks, especially for those working outdoors, older adults, young children, individuals with chronic health challenges, and pets. Reservoir High School in Howard County was evacuated Wednesday after somebody made a bomb threat. Crews searched for explosive devices, but none were found. While at the scene, firefighters evaluated six people for possible heat-related illnesses. One child was taken to a hospital. Police are investigating the source of the bomb threat. Two contractors remain hospitalized after Tuesday's explosion at the Patapsco Wastewater Treatment Plant in Baltimore. One of the workers is in critical condition and the other is listed as serious. A third injured worker has been released from the hospital. And early in-person voting starts today for Maryland's primary election. Polling sites across the state will be open from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. through June 18th. Voters can check elections.maryland.gov to find their local early voting location. The Maryland winning lottery numbers next.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
And here are the winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3, 883. Pick 4, 5552. I'm Jill Powell, WCBM Local News. Time now for traffic on weather in the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
There's a big delay on the Capitol Beltway heading to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. There had been a wreck there in the local lanes about 20 minutes ago. Backed us up towards Indian Head Highway. I'm looking at the camera there at 210, and it's just basically stopped in the local lanes. And even the ramp traffic coming on from Indian Head Highway is having a big problem right there. So be on the lookout for that if you're traveling south and east from Route 214 and around to the Potomac on the inner loop in Prince George's County. Through that area, construction delays northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. Beltway, nothing major so far. Earlier problems and big delays continuing southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Pure Fox 45 forecast, hot and humid with highs in the mid-90s, feel like temperatures in the triple digits, plus a chance for some scattered showers and storms late this afternoon, early this evening. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary's got the morning off for Stein on Sports. I'm Sean Casey. Orioles back in the win column, beating the Mariners 7-2 last night. Jackson Holliday, grand salami in the seventh to put the game on ice. Brandon Young tossing seven shutout innings to earn the win. They'll wrap it up tonight at Camden Yards. In other news, team signed catcher Chadwick Tromp, not Trump, to a minor league deal and assigned him to AAA Norfolk. Ravens wrap up the OTAs. They're officially now on summer vacay. The Ravens hold their final minicamp practice yesterday, including their offseason program. Team will return to work next month for training camp. What a game. The Knicks pulled off the greatest comeback in NBA Finals history. 29-point deficit. They stunned the Spurs 107-106 in Game 4 at the Garden. Again, Jalen Brunson, leading the way with 33 points for the New York Knickerbockers, and Game 5 will be Saturday in San Antonio. Chiefs are rewarding franchise quarterback Patrick Mahomes. Richest deal in NFL history. ESPN is reporting that Kansas City is adding 2 years to Mahomes' contract in a reworked deal that runs through 2033 and has a value, wait for it, $500 million. How about that, sports fans? Stanley Cup Final continues Thursday. That will be tonight in Raleigh, North Carolina. Hurricanes are hosting the Golden Knights, Game 5. Canes are coming off a victory that has turned the series into a best of three. Carolina captain Jordan Staal has scored a goal in the first four games of the Stanley Cup Final. First player in in 44 years of NHL history to do that. And finally, the Democrats lost big time last night at the Congressional Baseball Game for Charity in Washington. Republicans, final score, 11, Democrats, 2. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bo and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
736, Casey and Rob Carson. He's on his way out to the bus and hosting a trip to Gettysburg. So if you're on your way, bus leaves at 8 o'clock, so you better get here ASAP. Should be a great trip for our listeners. Two buses going up to Gettysburg. And in this 250th anniversary of America's birthday, the bloodiest conflict in American history was on our own soil. And so if you've never been to Gettysburg, it's not that far from here. You really should get a chance to get up there and see it. It's amazing. Speaking of America 250, a new Fox News poll is out. And it's interesting to go through this. And the survey participants were asked, in one word, what best describes the United States today? Two-thirds of the voters chose failing, divided, struggling, or corrupt. That includes nearly twice as many Democrats as Republicans. Only one-third, actually about one-quarter of the voters suggest a positive word such as freedom, great, powerful, or strong. Four times as many Republicans as Democrats use those terms. By a 16-point margin, a larger number of voters believe Americans are mostly separated by different values, 58%, than bound by shared values, 42%. Majority of Democrats, 62%, and Independents, 65%, think Americans are separated by different values, while views among Republicans are split, 49% shared, 50% different values. And when you look at this, you break it down even further, when it comes to MAGA, 84% of MAGA Republicans are excited compared to 57% of non-MAGA Republicans about the country's 250th anniversary. 84 to 57, by nearly 30 points. More than half of veterans, 55%, white men without a college degree, 63%, and white evangelical Christians, 70%, are also excited about the country's birthday. So, again, I think it's very troubling that two-thirds think the country's failing. And this is directly related to Trump derangement syndrome, which has been regurgitated ad nauseum by the state-run drive-by media, which, unfortunately, many people still get their news from today, and by the younger people who get a lot of their news from social media, which much of it is garbage, disinformation, misinformation. And so I want to look at why Democrats appear to hate America, because during this 250... Look, I don't care who's president. I didn't like Joe Biden's policies. I didn't like Barack Hussein Obama's policies, but I love the country. And I was concerned about the country. And I vowed to continue to fight for the country and the values that established this country 250 years ago by our founding fathers. And of course, Democrats hate our founding fathers. They hate America. And they're proving it this year. How so? Well, let me just read a couple of the incidents in question here that are happening in the United States during this 250th anniversary year. And when you look at some of these events, it just leaves you shaking your head. Celebrities escaping to Europe. I find that ironic because while Paris burns and London implodes and they're trying to behead people in Ireland, you really want to leave America to go to these globalist-run countries who are welcoming radical Islamists? Much like Joe Biden welcomed a bunch of illegal aliens here into the United States? Just crazy. The truth is that the left has long disparaged those of us on the right as deplorables. That was Hillary. Remember, Barack Obama said that we were clinging to our guns and our religion? And Joe Biden just flat out called us garbage. Their calling card is the demonization of MAGA in the cause of power. And yeah, guess what? In New York, Kami Mamdani has banned all gatherings of more than 20 people for the holiday, for the 4th of July. America 250 organizers have arranged a ball drop in Times Square on July 3rd, as it turns to July 4th, but the ball may drop, but only cameras will be there to witness it because no people are allowed. Can you imagine that? In the United States of America, in Times Square for a ball drop celebrating the 250th anniversary of the United States, nobody, not more than 20 people can witness it. In Long Beach, for the last 10 years, fireworks were always on the menu. That's where I got my Federal Communications Commission radio license, in Long Beach, California. And fireworks were always there, but this year the California Coastal Commission vetoed the idea, saying fireworks hurt the ocean. Of course, they've been doing it for 250 years, and the Pacific Ocean still stands today in all its might and glory. In Boston, Patriot Sam Adams began the rebellion by organizing his Sons of Liberty to fight British occupation. Now, in nearby Nantucket, the Second Unitarian Meeting House Society has canceled its annual 4th of July reading of the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights so that congregants can focus on the ongoing process to better understand our whiteness. And in Philadelphia, birthplace to both the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, the city's namesake museum has a new exhibit that is basically an apology tour, for the whole woke industry in history. Its theme, Slaves Built the Country, White Settlers Colonized It, All on Stolen Land, plus All Men Are Created Equal, did not apply to all. The truth is Jefferson's words did resonate. Slaves, Indians, women, all heard the call. In fact, John Adams worried the founders were opening a Pandora's box when he wrote, "There'll be no end of it. New claims will arise, women will demand a vote, lads from 12 to 21 will think their rights not enough attended to, and every man who is not a farthing will demand an equal voice with any other." Imagine. Why Democrats hate America, it's amazing. Here's a man that's full of farthings, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
There's a report of a wreck. Haven't seen it yet. I've been looking for it. 795 in the area at Franklin Boulevard. I just looked up towards the top of the hill at 140. Looked down towards Owings Mills Boulevard. Haven't seen it yet, but they're just now on the way. So we'll get an update on that. There is a new wreck on the Beltway. Have not seen that yet. The camera over at Delaney Valley Road is not pointed towards the accident scene. But the outer loop at Providence Road, at that camera, we're seeing the backup now. So it looks like there is some lane blockage and something to it on the outer loop now between Providence Road and Delaney Valley Road. That's going to back up and then eventually go all the way back towards Hartford Road and into that normal delay on the northeast side. Big delays on the Capitol Beltway. They had a wreck in the express lanes, or actually in the local lanes, on the inner loop at the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, and delays very quickly went back beyond Indian Head Highway, and that's pretty solid through there. Maybe a 25 to 30 minute delay. Earlier problems and a number of accidents this morning at both the harbor tunnels, and we're still looking at delays coming south from Pulaski Highway and from Moravia Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
By the way, I'm going to choose your fake news. Now be the time to give us a call, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM 680. Give us a call right now, and you'll get a chance to play Choose Your Fake News and win some WCBM merchandise. Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be hot and humid today with mid-90s. Heat index is going to feel like 100. Chance for scattered showers or storms in the late afternoon or early evening hours. So keep that in mind as we head afternoon rush hour. Could be dicey. Right now it is 77 with a heat advisory in Baltimore City, 75 in Stevensville. And time for us to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We've got some WCBM merchandise up for grabs today. And, of course, Maggie is off on the Gettysburg bus trip with Rob Carson. And so we have a panel of Chuck the Body Whitaker, along with our executive producer, Kristen Hagrick. And our contestant is Robert in Middle River. Robert, good morning.
Good morning again.
Would you like to go first, second, or last?
We'll go first.
All right, Robert wants to go first. Here we go. Story number one, shocking many people, President Trump now has endorsed Susan Collins for U.S. Senate, saying that she's a sane woman and a respected person in Maine. Story two, Maryland's latest school census has revealed a historic demographic turning point, with white Maryland pupils falling below 60% of the school population for the first time in history. confirming what many critics of mass immigration have warned for years, the country is being transformed. According to Maryland Department of Education, pupils identifying as white now make up 59.7% of school children, and pupils from minority ethnic backgrounds have reached nearly 39%, a record high. And story three, it has been revealed that 80 to 90% of those applying for an H-1B visa from India contain fraudulent documents or unqualified applicants. Apparently there is one university in India that specializes in degrees for fraud or defrauding the United States. All right. Story one, Trump endorses Rhino Susan Collins. Story two, Maryland children now going to be, white children going to be a minority soon in Maryland. And story three, India University offers degrees in defrauding the H-1B visa program. All right, Robert, what are you thinking?
I think I heard three. I think that's true. I believe number two. So I'm going to go with one.
All right, Robert goes with one. Kristen?
Unfortunately, I think Trump did endorse Susan Collins, and that's a sad. Again, that's why primaries matter. It's sad the Republicans have that choice in Maine, and I disagree a little bit with what Rob said earlier about Susan Collins. I do not trust her. But anyway, I think that's true, and I think I can see the India fake college being true. So I want to go with number two. We're probably going to get to that, but not yet.
All right, Chris goes number two, and Chuck?
Well, I don't know. I heard him talking about Susan Collins yesterday.
Susan.
I think one's fake.
And Chuck agrees with Robert. Story number one is a fake that President Trump has endorsed Rhino's Susan Collins. What an endorsement. She's a sane woman. That's a true story. Sorry about that, Robert.
How about that?
Thanks for listening and playing the game. Story number two, Kristen nailed it again. Not yet. Not here in the state but of Maryland.
Probably not long. Probably not far from that.
Right. Might be on its way.
Sanctuary states.
Right. So, Chuck, another stinging defeat.
All right.
Here on the program today.
I'm going to go and have a good cry.
All right.
All right. Where is that? That bus is going to Gettysburg?
Yes, it is. Do you have a traffic prediction for us?
Should we alert the media?
Yes, we should. Well, so Carson's a-coming.
How many people on that bus?
I think we got close to
two buses,
and I think there's like 50 people on each bus. So I think it's 100 people going.
Have they searched and done everything to everybody?
They only strip searched Rob, so no, I think he was the most dangerous.
But I saw Maggie was standing right behind him when it happened.
Taking pictures.
Yes, taking pictures.
More pictures.
All right,
a lot of pictures
here this morning on the show. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 7:49, 11 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Still to come. Top of the hour, Pat Dyer. He is a Republican candidate for Baltimore County Executive. He's going to be with us, and he's going to be talking about the crime issue in Baltimore County. The other day they held a public safety walk. We had a 22-year-old student shot and killed from Towson to Towson Circle. 39-year-old man killed in Essex. Baltimore County police officer who was shot by a man with a juvie record and had a previous assault on an officer. We'll talk to Pat about that and more issues pending in the county. And a little later on, Mackenzie Frost goes in depth with us here on Casey and Company. It is 7:50, 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock.
Baltimore County faces rising costs, higher taxes, crowded classrooms, and increased violent crime. We do not need more political promises. We need change in Baltimore County. We need Patrick Dyer as Baltimore County Executive. Patrick Dyer will lower our taxes, support our police, and make our communities safe. Patrick Dyer will bring transparency back to government. Vote for safer streets and a stronger economy. Vote Patrick Dyer for Baltimore County Executive.
Authority, Citizens for Patrick Dyer, Dwayne Verderam, Treasurer.
Trying to make sense of the markets? Looking to diversify out of all the craziness? Thinking about tangible assets like precious metals? Listen to The Gold Show with Michael Hayes right here on WCBM Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. Stay up to date on retirement trends, how the IRA rollover process works, and why investors are turning to physical gold. Alan is a national talk show host with decades of experience in the markets. Tune in for Michael's insights and The Gold Show this Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. on WCBM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
New report out that the homeless people on Skid Row in Los Angeles were paid to vote specifically for Karen Bass or Nithya Raman for mayor of Los Angeles. James O'Keefe released a video detailing a lucrative vote-buying scheme that involved paying homeless in the L.A. area known as Skid Row. The woman at the center of that scheme has now been federally charged. But it may be much deeper than we originally thought. And again, yes, in California, universal mail-in ballots are legal. Harvesting said ballots are also legal. But what is not legal under federal code is trying to pay, bribe, or otherwise influence anyone with by money or by barter or whatever for their vote. You cannot buy votes in America, even though it's been done. The ballot harvesters are bought. You know, they're paid to harvest the votes. So one homeless shelter in Venice, where 185 Raman voters were registered, they got $600,000 of taxpayers' care from the socialist. Another man says he got $4 to vote for Bass. Another Skid Row resident, Renee Johnson, claims she got $5 after being told to vote for Bass. Again, this is why we need the Save America Act. This is why we need to get rid of John Thune, who has been a buffoon. That's his new nickname, John Buffoon, as Senate Majority Leader. There we go. And hopefully, and the other thing is, I'm going to call out the conservatives in the Senate as well. All right? Where are Tuberville? And Hawley's not one of them. Where's Tuberville? Where's Mike Lee? Where's Ted Cruz? Where are the conservatives in the Senate that could organize? All it takes is five. They could organize a vote to change leadership, yet they have been remarkably silent. Why is that? 7:53, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the man who's never silent, never mute or mute. He was mute at one point, but now he's not. Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Thanks to Bob Canby.
That's right.
He put that name out there.
Yes, he did.
Found a wreck here, and it may affect the bus trip. 795 northbound, exiting onto 140, heading out to Westminster. That's a two-lane ramp. The left side of that ramp is blocked. So brief delay there. There's some flashing lights there. The fire department is there. State police there as well. So it's a single lane for the traffic going north on 795 and then taking the ramp to 140. The outer loop of the Beltway with the wreck between Providence Road and Delaney Valley Road. I saw the state police arriving there. I think they may be blocking the left-hand lane just a little bit out of camera range, but that delay is going to go back into the Parkville backup, and that wreck we mentioned earlier is still there, and that's a problem on Pulaski Highway at Ebenezer Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. Today is going to be hot and humid in the mid-90s, and it's going to make it feel over 100. Chance for scattered showers or storms in the late afternoon or early evening today, extending in maybe into early tomorrow. Right now, it is a heat advisory in effect, 77 in Glen Burnie, and it is 75 in Bel Air. 7:55, let's take a phone call here from Rob in Middle River. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Fine, sir.
Fine. So I want to piggyback on what you were talking about earlier about the Mamdani banning the 4th of July celebration. You were talking about that?
Yes.
So I blame this, and I am, like, right in league with Dr. Michael Savage. He blamed all of this nonsense, this Mamdani, and all the nonsense, the horrible stuff that's going on in New York City, squarely on Curtis Sliva. He should have dropped out of that race. He didn't have a chance. He's bragging. He's bragging about, you know, what he could do. Running on a 30-year, what is it, a 30-year program that he did, and he's washed up. He was so angry with Curtis Sliva, and I am too. That's his fault. I blame that on him.
Absolutely. Well, Sliva had an opportunity. He knew he was going to. He's not going to win. And I do like Curtis, but he's a perennial candidate. He's run repeatedly for mayor in other offices, and of course the head of the Guardian Angels. And look, you're not, I think, a true conservative probably can't win New York City, but you could have found somebody that was at least amenable. I mean, look at the choice. I mean, they actually, and only 20% of the voters showed up in New York City anyway. So that is part of the problem. And that's the reason why we have these controversies. He's supporting a woman for Congress that is anti-Semitic, that is anti-Israel. And, of course, he refused to ride in the first Israeli Day parade, first New York mayor to ever do that in history. So, clearly, New York has a problem. And as I said to one of my friends who lives in New York City, and thanks for your call, Rob, the other day, that New York is going to resemble London in just about 2 years or so. And I hate saying that because I used to love to go to New York City and visit, go up to Broadway, go up and great pizza, great bagels, great restaurants, great sights, and so on and so forth. And but I have not been back to New York since Mamdani has been elected, nor do I intend to. It is a very, very sad state of affairs. Speaking of sad, we have the story of the Baltimore County police officer that was shot, allegedly by Shaka Kamara, accused of shooting this officer, who was still recovering from his wounds. We now know that Kamara's criminal history includes a previous assault on a police officer and dates back to when he was a juvenile. Court records show just 2 weeks before the shootout, Kamara was stopped by Baltimore County Police in Owings Mills and cited with at least 7 traffic violations. His most recent criminal conviction in Maryland State Court occurred back in 2020. He was arrested for severely assaulting an MTA police officer at a metro station in the city. Records show he was sentenced to 6 years in prison, but did not serve the entire sentence. Of course not. It's Maryland. Why bother incarcerating anybody if you're not going to let them serve their sentence? They said he had anger issues, he was bipolar, he was a schizo. An even deeper dive into his criminal history shows at just 16 years of age, he was convicted of a firearms violation, placed on probation. So going all the way back to he's 16, he's 38 now. For over 20 years, there's a history of this man who is troubled, who is mental, who has committed crimes, who should never have been out on the street. And, of course, he was. And almost killed a police officer. Welcome to Maryland. It has now become the world's largest outdoor insane asylum. We used to say that at Memorial Stadium. It's the whole freaking state now. Vinny Steele is your home sold to Guarantee Realty, and Vinny's going to help sell your home for the price that you want in the time frame that you want, or Vinny will buy it from you and pay you in cash at market prices. That's the guarantee, and he makes that guarantee because he's got a database of tens of thousands of people that are ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. In fact, Vinny sells for 3% more on average and 3% faster on average than most realtors. That's why I highly recommend Vinny. That's why I think he's helped so many members of my family already, some CBM listeners, etc. Call Vinny today, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or you can go online, vinnysteo.com. And make sure that you get your home sold ASAP. It's still spring, and summer hasn't come out yet, so you're still time. Peak selling season. Do it today. Call Vinny. It's 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680
WCBM Baltimore. Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. The United States and Iran have exchanged fire again. The U.S. hitting various military targets in Iran and the Iranians lashing out at U.S. bases in Bahrain, Jordan, and Kuwait. Secretary of War Hegseth says there could be more American attacks.
And that's not because we want to restart anything we don't have to restart. It's because the War Department is prepared to set the terms to ensure that we get the kind of deal President Trump expects.
A deal that would prevent Iran from ever getting a nuclear weapon. The president says an agreement has been drawn up. All that's required is for Iran to sign on the dotted line, and that's something the Iranians have not yet done. Mr. Trump criticizes them for foot-dragging. The latest U.S. strikes coming in retaliation for Iran's downing of an American Army helicopter earlier in the week. Hundreds of flight cancellations in Chicago, hundreds of thousands of utility customers left without power, the aftermath of storms that battered the Midwest. A stunning comeback brings the Knicks to one win away from their first NBA title in 53 years.
The New York Knicks have made NBA history with an NBA Finals record 29-point comeback victory against the San Antonio Spurs in Game 4. New York faced the largest non-bubble home halftime deficit in Finals history and trailed 81-52 early in the third quarter before mounting the historic rally to win 107-106. OG Anunoby's tip-in of a Jalen Brunson missed three with 1.2 seconds left sealed the win. Spurs star Victor Wembanyama missed two key free throws with a minute 47 left. New York leads the series 3-1 and can close out its first championship since 1973 on Saturday. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Dow futures are up 382 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 336 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Health insurance rates are surging in America, leaving millions without affordable options. If you're sick of having paychecks eaten up by healthcare costs or dealing with mega corporations, then listen to this. Christians don't need to waste money on a broken system. That's why I want to tell you about Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's an alternative to traditional health insurance at half the cost. With CHM, fellow believers contribute monthly to help pay each other's medical bills. There's no enrollment period, so you can join anytime. And you aren't restricted to provider networks, so you choose the doctors and hospitals you want. It's that simple. CHM is not insurance. It's a ministry that puts faith into action. Feel the difference of financial support and biblical care from fellow believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning, it's 8:03. Time for an update with traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like the wreck on the Beltway on the outer loop after Providence Road is cleared because that's beginning to loosen up. We still have the backup, though, into Parkville as you're coming over from Hartford Road, but at least now at Providence Road and over towards Delaney Valley, that's better. There's a wreck on the ramp. If you're going up 795, you're exiting onto 140. The left side of that ramp, that's a two-lane ramp, the left side of that ramp is blocked. There's a minor delay right there at the ramp. Baltimore County was still working on the wreck. Pulaski Highway at Ebenezer Road, we still have our delays, and we're still 20 to 25 minutes at the heavy traffic southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Pure Fox 45 forecast, hot and humid with highs in the mid-90s. Feel like temperatures in the triple digits, plus a chance for some scattered showers and storms late this afternoon, early this evening. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 77 degrees in Baltimore. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. The city of Annapolis activating its cooling centers for today and tomorrow because of the projected heat index. Temperatures in the mid-90s and high humidity will make for heat index values as high as 105 degrees. Meantime, Baltimore City is under its first code red extreme heat alert of the season today and tomorrow. Data centers are now banned in Harford County. Council members unanimously passed legislation Tuesday night, making the county the first in Maryland to put a ban in place. County Executive Bob Cassily signed it into law Wednesday. In a statement, Cassily thanked everyone who supported the legislation. A driver has been arrested for DUI after rear-ending a school bus in Harford County. Sheriff's deputies were called to the intersection of Route 543 and Hickory Bypass in Bel Air just after 4 p.m. Wednesday to investigate the accident. One student on the bus suffered minor injuries. And Governor Wes Moore has announced Michael Boyce as senior advisor for responsible artificial intelligence for the state of Maryland. Boyce will serve as an advisor to the governor, the Department of Information Technology, and the state's AI subcabinet. Here are the winning Maryland lottery numbers, pick 3, 883, pick 4, 5552. At 8:05, I'm Jill Powell. That's WCBM Local News. Steiner Sports is up next.
America is the stage for the biggest World Cup ever, and Fox is your home for it all.
None bigger than this one.
48 countries, 16 cities.
What a goal!
One golden dream, the biggest stars.
Magical Messi!
The biggest games, the biggest moments. The 2026 FIFA World Cup, June 11th on Fox.
FIFA 2026 begins Thursday, June 11th on Fox 45.
Wake up tomorrow with Fox 45 Morning News.
From breaking news to developing and evolving investigations.
Digging deeper and asking the tough questions.
Do you think BGE needs to change their approach in how they're spending?
Holding leaders accountable and standing up for the community.
Has the governor left you and other watermen behind?
The governor has just flat out ignored us.
Up-to-date weather and traffic you need to know to get out the door and on your way.
Facts that matter. Real impact.
Fox 45 Morning News. All local, all morning.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary has the morning off. Stein on Sports, brought to you by Farnett and Dermer, the comfort guys. Mention Gary's name and get a discount on your AC tune-up for the hot weather coming this summer. Braves back in the win column after they beat the Mariners 7-2. Jackson Holliday, grand slam of the seventh. Brandon Young icing it with seven shutout innings to earn the win. They'll wrap it up tonight at Camden Yards. Ravens are on summer vacation. They wrapped up their final minicamp OTAs practice yesterday, including the offseason program. They'll return to work next month for training camp. Maryland men's basketball team has reportedly added a power conference opponent to its schedule. The Terps will take on South Carolina December the 19th here in Baltimore. The two haven't faced off since the 2005 NIT semifinals. Knicks pull off the greatest NBA finals comeback in history to lead 3-1 with a last point. Last second, 107-106 win in Game 4, erasing a 29-point deficit. Stanley Cup finals continue tonight in Raleigh with the Hurricanes hosting the Golden Knights in Game 5. And the 2026 FIFA World Cup kicks off today. Action begins with Mexico taking on South Africa in Mexico City and South Korea facing Czechia in Guadalajara. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yeah, got a busy hour in store for you. Coming up here at the top of the hour, we're going to hear from a candidate for Baltimore County Executive. Pat Dyer is going to join us. And then at the bottom of the hour, Mackenzie Frost goes in-depth. It's all about safe streets today. We're going to take a look at the arrest of the safe streets worker, Antoine Burton, and more coming up in just a moment. But let's lead things off with our Baltimore County Executive candidate, Republican Patrick Dyer. Pat, good morning. Welcome back.
Hey, good morning, Sean. Thanks for having me on. Good morning to you and all your listeners.
Thank you, Pat. Appreciate that. And, of course, it's been a busy week in Baltimore County. Since last Friday, we've had a 22-year-old Towson student that was gunned down in Towson Circle, a 39-year-old man killed in Essex, and we have a Baltimore County police officer was shot and wounded by a man with a history of arrest, juvenile record, mental illness, who had just assaulted an MTA police officer in recent past. So, again, we've had this public safety walk, which you were not a part of, I understand, and they want to tell us that things are not as bad as they seem, but how bad is it, Pat, and what are your solutions on the problem of crime in Baltimore County?
So I think it's bad. It's evident that it's bad and it's getting worse. It's, you know, we've had 40 plus years of the same government, and this is kind of what it has led to. You know, my focus as county executive is to provide the safety and well-being of all citizens, and then you can count on it. That is my primary goal, safety of our citizens. And that's going to start with law enforcement. And as county executive, I'm going to have the backs of Baltimore County law enforcement. That's where my line item in my, that's the number one line item in my budget. That's where it's going to start. The situations that we had over the weekend, they were horrific. To have that horrific murder right in Towson is unconscionable. And it just leads to so many more problems. Towson is getting worse, not better. And it continues to drive businesses away, people away. It just leads to a lot of different situations. That the officer who was gunned down, my thoughts and prayers go out, of course, to that officer. That particular person should have never been on the street, Sean. He should have never had a weapon. He should have never been in our community. And it's just more of the same soft-on-crime policies that have led us here. It's got to change, Sean. Under my administration, I will do everything in my power to see that these kind of incidences do not happen. In terms of the walk, I think that should have, that's somewhat reactive. I want to be proactive, Sean. What are we doing not only for Towson, but for Owings Mills, White Marsh, Dundalk, all these communities? We should be more active in those communities. We need to be reactive to begin with. Obviously, short term, that's where we need to start. But I want to be proactive. I want to work together with the police and local businesses. I want to ask what they need. I've mentioned this before. My office is not going to be in the desk. I'm going to be walking around the communities. I'm going to be invested in getting these communities feeling safe and bringing businesses back, because that's what we need, Sean. I was in Towson yesterday visiting just local stores, and I went to the Towson Square. It's all empty, Sean. Those businesses are all gone. It was a beautiful community. It was kind of modeled after Silver Spring with the lights, and it's empty. And that's got to change. And as a businessman, I know how to work with people. I know how to get businesses back together. We're going to bring businesses back to Towson. That's our crown jewel. That's the seat of our government. It has to be restored, Sean.
All right, well, more with Pat Dyer. He's a Republican running for Baltimore County Executive. By the way, early voting does start today in Maryland and, of course, Baltimore County as well. More with Pat coming up in just a second. It's 8:13, traffic and weather on the threes. With the update, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
In Aberdeen, there's a new wreck on 95 southbound at Route 22. It's in the left-hand lane, but there's no impact. The state police are there. You'll see their flashing lights. Room to get by, pretty wide right there, so not a big deal. The wreck that was on the ramp from 795 northbound onto 140, headed out towards Finksburg and Westminster. That ramp is back open now, and all the lanes are clear. Pretty much did clear the wreck on the Beltway, but still slow is on the outer loop between Providence Road and Delaney Valley Road. Baltimore County had a wreck 45 minutes ago, Pulaski Highway at Ebenezer Road. There was a new wreck at Park Heights Avenue at Walnut Avenue up at the top of the hill. Looks like some wires may have been down there. Baltimore County is working there at the accident scene. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be a hot and a humid one today. Mid-90s could feel like 100. Chance of some scattered showers or storms again. Right now, cloudy, 78 in Ellicott City, and it is 77 in Towson. And Pat Dyer is on the Newsmaker Hotline with us here today. I know in my own family, Pat, my wife used to love to go to Towson Town Center. She used to shop there a lot. I just don't feel comfortable with letting her go by herself to park in the garage, or to even so if we do go, which is rare anymore, we now go to Columbia Mall more than Towson Town, which is about equidistant for us. But again, I think people start, you know, voting with their feet. I mean, and this is why businesses are closing. This is why the vacancy rates at the Towson Town Center are increasing. So many are suggesting we need more police. Many are suggesting that we involve sheriff's department in Baltimore County. But everybody's missing the big point here. I think that we also need to hold young people, the juveniles that are committing some of these crimes, accountable. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, certainly, Sean. We need to not only hold them accountable, but we need to invest in our young kids. We need to start at an early age. We need to teach them how to resolve conflicts and how to help society and do the right thing. And that starts with parents trying to reinforce the message that, hey, you know, this is how we do things. We don't, you know, we try to be peaceful and try to resolve conflicts. And you know, I mean, that's the way it should be. We need to get them at a younger age and engage with them. And there's a lot of different programs that I'm thinking about to engage our young students and our younger kids in the community, be it trade schools, or reinvigorate them in terms of show them right from wrong and how they can become leaders. So we certainly, they're our most precious asset, Sean, and we need a little more instruction when they're young, when their minds are open, to do the right thing. And you mentioned the stores in Towson. People do not want to shop, Sean, when they feel threatened. It's just, you can talk with so many people, and they all say the same thing. I'm not going to shop if I feel threatened. I can do it online. I can go other areas. But I think studies show, Sean, that people do like the experience of going out and, you know, touching the goods and seeing, and you know, it's an experience. And so I think retail is still very alive and well. We just, you know, it's a very troubling situation when the Apple store left. And Sean, you could walk around my house blindfolded and find Apple products. So the reason that they left is for business conditions. But I think there's a lot of bad issues that were happening within the mall, and stores are leaving, and that's got to stop. We have to reverse that trend.
Let me ask you something, Pat. In Howard County, they had similar issues that were beginning in Columbia Mall. And, of course, they now have, I was out there the other day speaking at the Apple store, and I saw two patrol officers walking the beat inside the Columbia Mall. And now they're going to put a precinct in the mall right there across from Nordstrom's. Would you be an advocate for putting a Baltimore County precinct inside Towson Town Center?
If not in it, right around it, Sean. I'm an advocate of, as I mentioned earlier, my office is going to be in Towson. I'm going to be walking a beat. I'm going to be stopping in the offices and the businesses. I'm going to make that community feel safe, that they've got my ear. They can call me at any time. Most definitely, Sean. I think we have a community resource kiosk, either right at the mall or inside it. We have a lot of trainees in the police department. There should be more of a presence in the mall and around Towson to make people feel comfortable and safe. And we need to turn Towson around, Sean. It's just, you know, I live close to Towson. It's been my home. I've been in Towson for my whole life. You know, I had a long conversation with my son about attending Towson University. He loved it. I've said all along, I want our kids to live in this community. I want them to find a nice place to live. I want them to feel safe. I want them to be educated. I want them to work. And Sean, I pull up Towson University, and the first thing that pops up, if you Google it, is a student that got murdered. I mean, that's, we have a tough road ahead of us, and we need to hit it head on, Sean. Now, we need to turn this around. We need Towson to be the beautiful gem that it can be.
Yeah, this is the county seat, after all, and one that was thriving at one time and now obviously is struggling, and in spite of other people trying to gloss things over. But, Pat, thanks for joining us here this morning, and early voting begins today. Any final message to voters?
Sure, Thorn. Thanks for reminding people to vote. I understand you're going to vote at Franklin. That's my grandfather's school.
All right.
Vote for Pat, friendsofpatdyer.com. Safe streets, support the police, build a thriving business climate, make Baltimore County business friendly and transparent. And we can get Baltimore County, we can get Towson back to the way you just mentioned, Sean.
All right, Pat Dyer.
One of my goals.
All right, thanks again, Pat. Appreciate it. Baltimore County executive candidate on the Republican side. Thanks for joining us this morning, Pat. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Sean. I appreciate it.
Yep. 8:20, 20 minutes after the hour, and it is time once again from the birthplace of the Star-Spangled Banner. We'll do that afterwards. That's right. We're going to do that afterwards. Got ahead of myself there. I just got this vigorous shaking of the head by my executive producer, who keeps me in line 100% of the time. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Our community deserves a conservative leader in the state Senate. That leader is Kevin Ford, the conservative choice for state Senate. Kevin Ford is endorsed by conservative leaders such as Congressman Andy Harris, Nino Mangione, and Commissioner Kenny Kyler. Kevin Ford will fight for safer neighborhoods, lower taxes, and for our conservative values. Kevin Ford is not a politician. He's a husband, father, firefighter, small business owner, and farmer who will work for us. Vote for the conservative. Vote Kevin Ford for state Senate.
Authority Friends of Kevin Ford. Amy O'Neill, Treasurer.
Chuck Murphy is running for the House of Delegates to represent you and give Maryland a strong and conservative voice. Chuck Murphy will fight to lower taxes, cut wasteful government, the MPRP, and defend parental rights in our schools. Chuck Murphy will be a strong conservative voice in standing up to Wes Moore and the liberals in Annapolis. Join Nino Mangione and Maryland conservatives in electing Chuck Murphy delegate, Authority Murphy for delegate, Mark Travers, treasurer.
Hi, I am Jeffrey McDonald, running for delegate to keep Maryland safe, affordable, and free. I am committed to stopping the radical spending in Annapolis, fight for tax relief for Maryland citizens, and assure our schools focus on fundamentals, not political agendas. Please vote Jeff McDonald for delegate in 42B on June 23. Authority, Friends of Jeffrey K. McDonald, Thomas McShane. Treasure.
This is Larry Elder with an update on the next step in the 2026 Save Our State campaign. First, sign the petition at WCBM.com. Then, plan on voting early in person June 11th through June 18th at your early voting center. It's crucial to get out the vote, so try and take 5 voters with you. Remember, change can't happen by sitting at home, so do your patriotic duty. Our founding fathers would be proud. A vote to save our state is a vote heard round the world.
Still to come, our America 250 update for you. Bottom of the hour, Mackenzie Frost is going to join us. We're talking safe streets today. Another arrest of a safe streets worker, and she's got a new report coming out tonight that she'll preview here on the show about another safe streets employee. 8:23 traffic and weather on the threes with the update. Here's Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so 8:95 is still slow. It's moving. Nothing major right now. We had a lot of problems way early this morning. 5 o'clock this morning, there was a big wreck on 8:95 southbound. Hasn't really recovered, but right now, just the normal delays both on 95 and 895 south with the heavy traffic trying to get into and eventually go through both the harbor tunnels, and then some heavy traffic here as you come out of the Fort McHenry tunnel again today. 95 south at Camden Yards, from there down to Washington Boulevard and working your way out towards the Beltway on the southwest side. There's a slowdown in that area after 395, and even the northbound traffic is slow coming up from the Beltway through there. So anything could all there could happen as you're working your way south. Might be a broken down vehicle, could be a minor accident, nothing reported, but obviously northbound traffic is looking at something as well. So right there at 95 and 395, be prepared for those brake lights. Baltimore County had the new wreck, and some wires were down at Park Heights Avenue and Walnut Avenue. Some leftover slowing, but it's the normal delay towards Annapolis. Still heavy right there at I-97 southbound at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, hazy, hot, humid, mid-90s. It could feel well over 100 today based on the heat index, and that might bring some scattered showers or thunderstorms later on this afternoon into this evening. Right now, heat advisory in effect, 79 already in Baltimore City. It is a 75 cloudy in Ocean City. And from the birthplace of the Star-Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore. Time to celebrate America's 250th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
America 250 brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100, and make that dream a reality. On this day, June the 11th, 1776, the Continental Congress elects Thomas Jefferson of Virginia, John Adams of Massachusetts, Benjamin Franklin of Pennsylvania, Roger Sherman of Connecticut, and Robert Livingston of New York to draft the Declaration of Independence. They've become to be known as the Committee of Five. Knowing Jefferson's prowess with the pen, Adams urged him to author the first draft of the document, which was then carefully revised by Adams and Franklin before giving it to Congress for review on June the 28th. The Revolutionary Treaties began with a reverberating prose, when, in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume, among the powers of the earth, the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. On this day, June 11th, 1776, the Committee of Five begins to draft the Declaration. And also on this day, June 11th, 1979, a great American patriot, iconic American film actor, John Wayne, passed away at the age of 72 after battling cancer for more than a decade. He was born Marion Morrison in Iowa. His first movie role, stage name was Duke Morrison, that he derived from his pet dog, Duke. Later on, when he met John Ford, a rising star in Hollywood film, they would agree to change his name from Marion Morrison to the iconic John Wayne. And that's a look at America 250, brought to you by Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
The Baltimore Brew is reporting that an unsealed report says that Patrick Murray, the former chief of staff to ex-Baltimore County Executive Johnny Zero, abused his position when he tried to put his thumb on a 2021 Inspector General investigation into favorite treatment for developer David Cordish, who was then seeking permission to build an oversized tennis barn on his Green Spring Valley property. So says the Saul Ewing Law Firm in a November 2023 report hidden from public view for the last 2.5 years. The report says it is undisputed that employee A, that would be Mr. Murray, admitted that he requested the Inspector General, Kelly Madigan, conclude an ongoing investigation. And that's the reason why they sealed this thing up for the last 2 years. Now it's being shown the great disinfectant called Sunlight. Mackenzie Frost joins us next. It's 8:30, and for Maggie Hunter this morning, the latest news update with Jill Powell.
Good morning. It's 8:30. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. A man has been arrested following an alleged road rage shooting that shut down the Baltimore-Washington Parkway yesterday. Maryland State Police say 21-year-old Darius Bryant of Prince George's County faces multiple charges, including attempted murder. Police say the victim was driving north on the parkway in the Hanover area when his white van was struck by gunfire on the driver's side. Baltimore City will be under its first code red extreme heat alert of the season today and tomorrow. The extreme heat may pose significant health risks, especially for those working outdoors, older adults, young children, those with chronic health challenges, and pets. The city of Annapolis, meantime, is activating its cooling centers both days due to the projected heat index. Temperatures in the mid-90s and high humidity will make for heat index values as high as 105 degrees. Reservoir High School in Howard County was evacuated Wednesday after someone made a bomb threat. Crews searched for explosive devices, but none were found. While at the scene, firefighters evaluated six people for possible heat-related illnesses. One child was taken to a hospital. Police are investigating the source of the bomb threat. City police are investigating a Wednesday shooting in southwest Baltimore. Officers are called to the 100 block of South Carey Street shortly after 2 p.m. When they arrived, they found a man with a gunshot wound to the leg. The victim was taken to a hospital, and he's listed in stable condition. And early in-person voting starts today for Maryland's primary election. Polling sites across the state open at 7 a.m. and will stay open until 8 p.m. through June 18th. Voters can check elections.maryland.gov to find their local early voting location. The winning Maryland lottery numbers next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pearshaw.com.
Here are the winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3, 883, and pick 4, 5552. I'm Jill Powell, WCBM Local News. Time now for traffic and weather in the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck in Frederick County, east of Frederick and west of Mount Airy on I-70 eastbound near Route 75. The initial report said that most of the road was blocked. I see a couple of cars kind of trickling around that scene and coming in towards Route 27. So we'll keep an eye on that. But the data is showing there's a pretty good size backup right now on the eastbound side. The leftover slowing is still there, removing traffic, but with the heavy volume southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, hot and humid with highs in the mid-90s, feel like temperatures in the triple digits, plus a chance for some scattered showers and storms late this afternoon, early this evening. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary has the morning off. Sean Casey with Stein on sports. O's dominate the Mariners on both sides of the ball in a 7-2 win for Baltimore. Brendan Young gave up just two hits over seven scoreless innings. Jackson Holliday led the offense with the grand slam as the Birds snap a four-game losing streak. And we look at game wrapping up the series tonight at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. The Ravens wrap up their OTAs and are on summer vacation. The team will return to work next month as training camp opens up. Maryland men's basketball team has reportedly added a power conference opponent to its schedule. The Terps to take on South Carolina December 19th right here in Baltimore. NBA history made last night at Madison Square Garden when the New York Knicks overcame a 29-point deficit against the Spurs to win in the final seconds. The Knicks now lead 3-1 with Game 5 on Saturday. Their first lead of the night didn't come until less than 2 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter. Elsewhere, Stanley Cup Finals resume tonight in Raleigh, North Carolina, with the Hurricanes hosting the Golden Knights for Game 5. The Canes are coming off a victory that turned the season series, I should say, into a best of three. FIFA World Cup kicks off today with a couple of games in Mexico and in Guadalajara. And finally, Congress is taking aim at the NFL's 65-year-old broadcast antitrust exemption. The House Judiciary Committee looking into whether the league is abusing the original purpose of the act, as viewing costs for streaming for fans have skyrocketed. And in the congressional baseball game, the annual game went to the Republicans last night. They defeat the Democrats 11-2. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
836 on a Thursday. That means it is time to check in with Fox 45's government investigative reporter and just overall bulldog, Mackenzie Frost. Good morning, Mackenzie.
Good morning. Good morning.
So Safe Streets, no stranger to that story over the course of your reporting career here in Baltimore. The latest is we have another Safe Streets employee arrested, this time for shooting at another man. What can you tell us about Antoine Burton?
Yeah, the 51-year-old works as a Safe Streets violence interrupter at the Belvedere location, which isn't far from where this incident unfolded along Park Heights Avenue last Sunday. And per LifeBridge Health policy, Burton is on leave without pay pending the outcome of an investigation and perhaps this court case. But he wasn't on duty at the time. We know that. He worked Tuesday through Saturday, and this incident unfolded on Sunday. But we obtained some surveillance video that really shows the shooting at this gas station. And, you know, police identified Burton as the suspect. And you can see the suspect coming out of the gas station, pull out a weapon, and clearly shoot this other person who was running away across the parking lot. And, you know, over the years, we've done a lot of reporting about Safe Streets and the hiring and screening process. And Burton's criminal history kind of matches and tracks with what we've reported in terms of what would preclude someone from being hired. And even though he had an attempted murder conviction on his record, that is not something that would prevent someone from being hired. And that's what we saw happen.
You reported earlier in the week that there were some things, some crimes would preclude LifeBridge or Catholic Charities or whatever, of hiring these individuals. But I was stunned to learn that a murder or attempted murder wasn't one of them.
Correct, yeah. The crimes usually fall into a sex crime, child abuse, or arson are the three big categories that would prevent someone from being hired. And those details were provided by the Mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety and Engagement, or MONSE, during a city council hearing. I believe it was last year that they kind of went through the screening process criteria for that. And, yeah, you're right. Attempted homicide are not charges that would preclude someone from being hired. You know, and that kind of is in line with the philosophy of someone's lived experience who could then be, you know, turned into a credible messenger in the community. And for a lot of people, that did raise some eyebrows because, you know, those are violent crimes. And that would, you know, still allow someone to be hired.
Yeah, especially if you're supposed to be a violence interrupter. If you yourself have been convicted of a violent crime, I don't know if that's a credible messenger or a dangerous offender awaiting to pounce again. So the question that I have, and maybe this hasn't been addressed before, you know, you said I think LifeBridge is the one that hired Mr. Burton.
We
had an apartment complex here in Baltimore just last year that was sued because they hired Jason Billingsley character, went on to assault two people brutally before he murdered Pavel LePere, and that apartment complex, they were on the hook for $21 million in a civil lawsuit. Does LifeBridge or Catholic Charities open themselves up to any kind of liability here?
You know, that's an interesting question. I think that there's a lot of questions kind of surrounding the fact that this is something that has been in writing and a policy that, you know, allows these organizations to hire somebody like Mr. Burton to work for the Safe Streets program. So in that sense, I would have a hard time seeing how that would open them up to any sort of potential litigation. I'm not a lawyer, but if the policy allows them to do that, I think that that would really indicate that perhaps they're kind of in the clear.
So then who is setting this policy? Is it the mayor? Is it Monzi? Who sets the policy? I mean, I know they're hiding behind these private entities so they don't have to reveal identities, but so would the mayor and the city of Baltimore then be on the hook?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is something that was crafted in, like, coordination with everyone, and we know the vetting process. It goes through BPD, and Monzi's involved in the screening of the hiring. And this is kind of where the lines get blurred about who's responsible for these employees and the policies themselves. And then this is a situation where we have entities kind of, you know, almost pointing the finger at each other in a way, because they're not direct employees, but they work with Monzi and they get the funding from the city. And so this is another kind of issue that we've run into in terms of how this entire program has been structured. And really kind of shields a lot of accountability and questions from being answered fully, because everyone wants to say, this is not us, this is not us, this is the city, or this is the nonprofit.
Yeah, so we have this gray area about who's held liable, who needs, I mean, you can't file an MPIA request for LifeBridge and Catholic Charities, can you? Because they're not government agencies. Right? So it kind of falls between the cracks. And is there anybody out there suggesting we need to address this?
Not really. I mean, this is something, again, where we often hear a little bit of silence from other people, from other leaders about, you know, the design and structure of this program. I think in this specific situation, we have the fact that he wasn't on duty at the time of this alleged incident. And so that kind of removes the liability aspect initially. And it's not like he was, you know, performing a job duty when this happened. But we also went down the route of what are the policies for preventing, for ensuring Safe Streets workers don't have weapons on them at the time, right? I mean, Burton was, because of his criminal record, he was precluded from having a gun at all. He obviously, allegedly, according to police, had this weapon, according to the charging documents. And the police say that he was in possession of a stolen firearm as well that stemmed from West Virginia. And we asked Monzi, you know, what the policy is for Safe Streets workers carrying weapons. They said they're not allowed to. But is there any check? How do they make sure that that happens? And if they are found in possession with a weapon at the time, they say that that would be gross misconduct, which could be grounds for, you know, suspension or termination. But it's really difficult to see how that policy is being enforced and checked unless something like this happens and they find out.
I'm Marvin McKenzie Frost. It goes in-depth tonight at Fox 45 at 5:30. Traffic and weather on the threes with the update. Now here's Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like a new problem leaving the city, 95 southbound out to the Beltway in Arbutus. There's a report of an accident between the Beltway and the airport cutoff at I-195. The backup right now, though, is inside the Beltway. So if you're coming down 95 from Camden Yards and trying to go out to Howard County, you got a problem there right now. So we'll keep an eye on that, but the backup is getting worse. The accident eastbound I-70 leaving Frederick is out near Route 75. Again, we're getting reports, not confirmed, that most of the lanes are blocked. The data is showing a big delay right now on eastbound I-70 through there. A wreck still causing problems. Pulaski Highway at Ebenezer Road. And an accident took down some wires at the top of the hill at Park Heights Avenue at Walnut Avenue in the county. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be hot and humid today. Mid-90s, going to feel over 100 with a heat index. A chance of scattered showers or storms later on this afternoon, early tonight. It's already 80 in downtown Baltimore, 80 in Glen Burnie. On our newsmaker hotline, Fox 25's Mackenzie Frost goes in-depth tonight at 5:30. The latest on the Safe Streets issue and situation, including, I understand, you have other information regarding a former employee and a recent arrest?
Yeah, we have some new reporting that we will go into detail later today, but we obtained some court records showing a former Safe Streets worker who worked with the program from June to December of last year, still working on trying to figure out exactly the the reason for the short employment. But he was arrested in the end of April, early May of this year, and charged with weapons and drug charges. And again, like Mr. Burton has, a lengthy criminal history. We've got some, indication of his connection to Safe Streets, and the mayor's office confirmed that for me. He worked at the Cherry Hill location, was part of a pilot program for the Cherry Hill Town Center. And, this is another example of people connected to the program kind of still finding themselves intertwined with the criminal justice system. And unlike Mr. Burton, no preemptive statement from City Hall about this one.
Yeah, and look, you've been covering this Safe Street story for a long time, and going back to the FBI raids and the where drugs and guns were found. I think Blair Edison, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but Brooklyn Days massacre, and so we see an ongoing pattern here, Mackenzie, of problems, and yet the mayor sticking to his guns, pardon the pun, claiming that he thinks that they are effective in reducing violence, and recently celebrating, I think, 500 days without a homicide, I think, in the Penn North area. Do you think we're ever going to get an inside look here, what's happening within the Safe Streets program?
I often ask myself that question, John. I think that eventually, I think eventually things will come out, whether it's with this administration or perhaps another administration. I think frustration about the apparent lack of transparency, whether people believe this program is working or not, and I think there is a lot of truth behind some of the efforts that are underway, and I don't want to discredit some of the good work that people are doing, but when there are so many layers of shielding information and just digging in and refusing to acknowledge some of the problems and questions, I think that builds a lot of distrust and frustration from other people inside City Hall as well. And whether we get more details with this administration, I think history will tell us that probably won't happen. Whether that happens in the future, I'm always hopeful.
Yeah, well, sometimes you rely on whistleblowers or tips or whatever, but
right.
With this group, they're the snitches get stitches crowd.
Exactly. And I've been told, too, that, some people, they want to show the good work that they're doing, and they want to show the cameras and the community some of the efforts and, programs and events that are underway, but they're often told they're not allowed to. And I think that, again, builds distrust. Because if you're not willing to be open about what's going on, it begs the question about why.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent point, because there might be some ex-felons who really have rehabilitated, who really do want to turn their lives around, make a difference, and help interrupt violence on the streets. But it's the bad hombres here that are kind of ruining it for them and for the overall program. And I would think the mayor would want to root out the bad apples.
Right. And he has said that anyone who, violates the law or breaks the law will be held accountable. And those are the statements that we often hear from the mayor and Monzi as well. Anyone who breaks the law should be held accountable. And I think that is true. And again, I've talked to some Safe Streets workers who tell me, we want to show you what's going on. We're just not allowed to. We right. want to show you the good work. We're just not allowed to. And I think over the years, the distrust between, perhaps the mayor's office and the media, or the mayor's office and the community, and the community and the Safe Streets program, I think that it would benefit everybody to open the books, to share everything that's going on, and to see what's working and what isn't working. Because if there are things that are making a difference, let's see it and let's highlight that. And then if there are problems, I think it's incumbent upon leaders to acknowledge what isn't working and take the steps to address it.
Here's that word, transparency, again. It's a funny word. All right, Mackenzie, we'll be tuned in tonight at 5:30 for In-Depth. Thanks, Mackenzie. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Sounds good. Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye. 8:50, 10 before the hour. You're listening to Casey and Company.
I need some good news, baby. Just like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
All right, our feel-good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance. Sanitation workers in Milwaukee rescued a starving dog that was buried inside a garbage bin during their route. They rescued the scared dog, took him to a shelter for care, and the supervisor who helped rescue him later adopted him and named him PJ. Now that dog is a permanent home with a loving owner, sanitation supervisor Alex Halverson.
First time I pull him out of the garbage can, let me pick him up. You can tell he's getting stronger, too. When obviously when he came to us, he was pretty scrawny. Since he was starving, I had peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. So I gave him two of my peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. He ate those. He didn't even chew. He just inhaled. He did poop in the truck, which I thought was kind of funny. And so a dog who can persist and can still trust people, and he hasn't met a single person he doesn't want pets from, just made me feel like that was kind of the one.
A great story and a great ending. Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Hi, Kim Klasick here. When you're ready to upgrade any of the appliances in your home, trust me and go to Town Appliance in Owings Mills. Their showroom is massive. They have over 70 top brands to choose from, like GE, Cafe, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, JetAir, Frigidaire, and Bosch, just to name a few. Whether you need a basic essential or high-end, they have it all. Plus, Town Appliance offers flexible financing options to make your upgrade easier than ever. Visit townappliance.com for more information.
Hi, I am Jeffrey McDonald, running for delegate to keep Maryland safe, affordable, and free. I am committed to stopping the radical spending in Annapolis, fight for tax relief for Maryland citizens, and assure our schools focus on fundamentals, not political agendas. Please vote Jeff McDonald for delegate in 42B on June 23. Authority, Friends of Jeffrey K. McDonald, Thomas McShane.
Hi, I'm John Myrick, and I'm running for governor of Maryland because Maryland is worth saving. Together with my running mate, Dr. Brenda Cham, we'll bring down the high taxes and reduce or eliminate the outrageous fees that the current governor has imposed on us. We'll make energy costs more affordable with our plan to cut costs by 50% within 3 years. We'll fix our schools and refocus them on education, not indoctrination. And we will work with our sheriffs and police to make our streets safe again. Remember to vote Myrick and Cham on June 23rd. Together, we will restore prosperity to Maryland because Maryland deserves better. Paid for by Marylanders for Myrick and Cham. Cynthia Price, Treasurer.
The following is a paid political announcement.
This is Ed Hale. Maryland families have had enough. Higher taxes, rising fees, and electric bills that keep climbing month after month. That's why I'm running for governor. To restore affordability, lower costs, and put Maryland families first. But we need strong conservatives in Annapolis to help get it done. That's why I'm proud to endorse Matt Fox for State Senate. Matt Fox is a proven conservative who will fight alongside me to restore accountability and make Maryland affordable again. Please vote Ed Hale for governor and Matt Fox for State Senate.
I am Matt Fox, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of Matt Fox, Karen Donahue, Treasurer.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports. And accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
8:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Final report, an update with Chuck the Body Whitaker.
A couple of updates. The wreck on 95 South out by the Beltway going into Arbutus is now on the shoulder. So the backup here coming down from 395 is better. It's not great, but it's better. And we're moving some traffic through there once again. The update on the wreck on I-70 leaving Frederick and out towards Route 75 eastbound has the right lane blocked now. So again, a little better traffic situation there heading towards Mount Airy on the eastbound side. Two earlier accidents this morning. Baltimore County still had a problem. Pulaski Highway at Ebenezer Road. They had some wires down at Park Heights Avenue and Walnut Avenue. We're still being delayed somewhat southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels and the mid-morning construction. They work during the rush hour northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, hot, humid, chance of thunderstorms again this afternoon, early evening, mid-90s. Heat index will make it feel like 100 degrees today. Pretty much the same for tomorrow. High of 96. Sunday, high of 97, with a chance of scattered thunderstorms both days. 81 right now in Middle River, and it is 80 in Millersville. And we just have just moments ago, another Truth Social post by President Trump. I actually went out last night, but if I'm trying to find it here on my phone as it just crossed moments ago. Here it is. This was initially posted last night, but has been reposted this morning. President saying the United States will be hitting Iran, whose Navy, Air Force, radar, anti-aircraft, and all other forms of defense, together with most of its offensive capability, are gone. We're going to be hitting them very hard tonight. At some point, this is the point I wanted to focus on, at some point in the not-too-distant future, we will be taking Karg Island and other oil infrastructure points and assume total control of their oil and gas markets, much like we did with Venezuela, which is working out brilliantly for both Venezuela and the United States of America. Thank you for your attention to this matter. President Donald J. Trump. And why is that significant? Well, I think it's significant, number one, because in Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro was taken down, and they left Darcy Rodriguez in charge, and she has actually worked with the United States very well. Remember, Maduro was at the helm when there were allegations of Venezuela interfering with the machines in the 2020 election. So apparently there was a whistleblower inside the Venezuelan military that was in touch with the U.S. government telling us, hey, man, we're monitoring your elections. We can change your elections. And that is something that's very interesting. And Maduro's out. And, of course, Venezuela now. We've had a bumper crop of oil. The same thing might be happening now to take Karg Island. That would be more difficult because you're now taking a piece of territory, a piece of land. You just can't do that with air power and naval power. You kind of have to do that with either special ops or some special forces. So we'll see what happens there. He said in the not-too-distant future, obviously Iran doesn't want a deal. They're bad actors. You can't, even if they sign a deal, you can't believe them. Even if they were to sign a piece of paper today, you can't trust them. The other thing, the other point I wanted to make is that you remember the Community Trust Act, which was not signed by Governor Tax and Spend More at the very last day of the session. Of course, it was rammed through, and then he didn't sign it. It became law without his signature. United States Marshals Service has announced, in conjunction with the Harford County Sheriff's Office, they have made an arrest of Yerlis Efrain Alvarez Alvarez, an illegal alien in this country. From I can't remember what country, but we'll get that to you in just a second. But he was apprehended without incident last week at a residence located off Tollgate Road in Bel Air. Alvarez Alvarez is illegal from El Salvador with a final order of removal. As alleged, Alvarez Alvarez preyed on children and other vulnerable members of our community, according to U.S. Marshal's Office, carrying out sexual assaults that shatter the sense of safety every family deserves. In conjunction with Special Agent in Charge, Akil Baldwin, Homeland Security Investigator from Maryland. This arrest underscores the strength of our partnership with the U.S. Marshals Service, the Capital Area Regional Fugitive Task Force, and the Harford County Sheriff's Office. Jeff Gaylor. So here is Harford County Sheriff working with HSI of Maryland, working with U.S. Marshals, federal agencies, to remove a child predator off the streets in Westmore. And the Democrats, Bill Ferguson, Jocelyn Pena Melnick, and others, including here in Baltimore County, people who want to be your county executive, Julian Jones, Izzy Patoka, they don't want them working with ICE or with federal agencies to remove these dangerous predators from our streets. They want to limit that. They want to restrict that. They want to prohibit that. Keep that in mind as you early vote today. So we'll talk about that tomorrow morning right here on the show. Pat McDonough filling in for Kim Klasick coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow at 6 a.m. God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680.